Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Donna, Jody and Rebecca. Woman, get busy. Just say that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just keep swinging it, get jiggy. Get drunk, stop, percolate anything you want. Because it's oscillating if I don't take pity. More happy to see you get life on the rhythm of my ride. And my lyrics up about electricity. Girl, nobody can do you nothing, cause you don't know your destiny. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next with us, them can't vex with us. From the day my bond drag, night my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on. Till the early morn, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till the early morn. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Girl, don't sweat it, don't get agitated. Girl, go and rotate, car anything you want, you know you must get it. Coming in my mansion, yo, easy tension. Girl, run the program, just go and finish. Yo, have a good time, girl, free up on your mind. Cause nobody care, this your man won't let it. Cause you are the number one, girl, wave your hand. Make them see the wedding band, yo. Sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them now war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them now vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name, and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on till the early morn. Let's get it on, let's get it on till the early morn. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Come on, get busy. Just say that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just keep swinging it, get jiggy. Get drunk, stop, percolate anything you want. Because it's oscillating if I don't take pity. Want to see you get life when the rhythm is a ride. And my lyrics up about electricity. Girl, nobody can tell you nothing, cause you don't know your destiny. Sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on. Girl, it's all good, just turn me on. Yo, shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, yo? Annabella, shake that thing, miss. Donna, Donna, yo, miss. You're the only one named Rebecca, yo. Shake that thing, yo. Yo, Anna, shake that thing, yo. Annabella, shake that thing, miss. Can I, dirty, yeah, hey, yo. What me go to them? Sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next with us, them not vex with us. From From the day my bond tight, that my flame. Girl, I call my name, yo, it is for fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on till I earn them on. Let's get it on, let's get it on till I earn them on.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, good evening, good evening. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio, y'all. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and my good brother, the Dark Knight, Mr. DSP himself, John Robinson, y'all, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, bro?
Man, listen, I can't call it because I might spoil it, but I get a chance to sit next to the incomparable Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. I get to sit in the co-pilot seat and do this thing that we call the Get Down. How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm doing pretty good, man. It's Friday Eve, you know.
Yes, sir.
Another weekend is upon us, you know, just a few hours away. You know, I'm feeling
Come
pretty
on
good,
now.
Man. I'm feeling phenomenal, bro. I'm feeling phenomenal.
And it's Juneteenth weekend, bros.
Yeah,
I just hope
man.
That brothers and sisters take time to learn what Juneteenth is. And please, please do not commercialize what people have died for. That's my only statement.
Yes,
do not commercialize.
Yes, sir.
And don't let anyone else commercialize Juneteenth. But please take the time to learn what Juneteenth was about, since it is now a federal holiday.
Yes, yes.
I'm just saying. I'm saying that for a friend. I'm just saying.
Let him know, Jay. Let him know. Ladies and gentlemen, if you should be streaming, listening on online, and you desire to be a part of this show, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. Now, tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw?
Mm.
I got mine.
I got mine.
Yours?
I wear it every day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, tonight, y'all, we got a show lined up. But before I even get into tonight, can y'all please give it back to our good brother, Rebel P. Jones, for hanging out with us last week, doing a phenomenal job. Appreciate
yes.
you, bro. Thank you for hosting with
Deeply
us, man.
Deeply appreciate you,
honor.
Rebel.
It was an honor. Man.
An extreme honor having him up here. And he did his thing with that poetry.
Man, yes, he did.
He did
man.
His
yes,
thing.
He did. Man, that's what I'm talking about, man. But, you know, we always got to have a but, you know, because we always
but.
Try to make the next show better than the last show.
Because there's a but coming. Come on, tell him.
And tonight, we're not going to do that.
There you go.
We're not going to do that.
Mm-mm.
Because no one should have the pressure of wanting to be better than they were before. Oh, heck, who am I kidding? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Oh, man. Yo, so J-Rod, can you let the Epiphany Radio Universe know what tonight's topic is all about?
My pleasure, Van. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters and poets all around the globe listening to this show. Tonight, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, yours truly, J. Rob the Wise Son. We're trying to find out from you, what is your poetic addiction? It comes in any
yeah.
form. Many
yeah.
forms. So
yeah.
if you can give us your poetic addiction, poetically speaking, we are locked and loaded in listening. and we want to know what it sounds like. As a matter of fact, Van Meadows. Van, can I ask you a question?
You know what? I want you to. But before you do, ladies and gentlemen, can you please, please give a shout-out to our illustrious CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, for giving us Epiphany Radio, for giving us this platform where you can come and express your creativity, express who you are, be transparent, enjoy yourself. Because without him providing this for us, we'd just be home on a Thursday night watching TV. But we're here. We're here. So, J-Rob, my brother, what's your question, bro?
I got a question. I'm sure a lot of people might have, but I got to ask you this. Do you have a poetic addiction?
I do. I sincerely do.
Well, you know how we do. That I'm gonna stand back for a second and pull this microphone to the front, and I'm gonna stand behind you while you give it what you got, and go on ahead, get on down, and let them know what is your poetic addiction.
Absolutely. The way you become so interchangeable, giving power to those unable, channeling so many different thought patterns purposefully, all while being so meaningfully, lacing some of the dopest metaphors, creating an addiction within me for sure, pining out some of the greatest literary works of art since the invention of language from the very start, somewhere around 50,000 to 150,000 years ago, you became existent with the Homo sapiens evolution to the present-day ego. But I need you to act like an addict needs their daily fix, except you create this natural high that gets a poetic remix. You create the most beautiful and hurtful song lyrics, make lovers' hearts tick, create a beautiful expression, cause dissension. Wars for decades are based off of you, and turf wars create body bags in the morgue for others to view. From something as simple as letters that flow together to make war and sometimes peace when communicated together. Fervent and effective are your abilities to unite when strung together, immaculate enough to excite. It's relatively easy to see why I'm addicted. Like a painter's inspiration by what they see depicted, or the majestic way you come together describing nature, yet hurtful enough to bring pain's rapture, elemental enough to cause erotic convulsions, sapiosexual enough to balance mental and physical conclusions, where the mind is an impenetrable fortress at times. You find a way to break in with rhymes. Can you see why I've got to have you coursing through my veins? Because your high is unlike no other, as I'm drenched in storm and rains, nakedly bearing my emotions to this addiction. No fabricated superstitions, just pure uncut cocaine-like truths. So when I breathe you into my nostrils, the proof is the way my eyes light up from presence, the excitement from your essence. Extra, extra, have you heard? Poetics, poetry, addiction is words. And that's that piece.
I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. You starting off like that. I see what you're doing. I dig this whole addiction part where poetic strikes again. You said, I need you like an addict needs their daily fix, except you create this natural high, gets a poetic remix. You create the most beautiful and hurtful song lyrics, make lovers' hearts tick, create a beautiful expression, but also causes dissension. Wars for decades are based off of you, and turf wars created body bags in the morgue from something as simple as letters. That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. absolutely, you, positively incredible. I like this. And I like it so much. You got a couple of lines in here that I am about to steal.
Amen. Knock it out, bro. Knock it out. The title of the piece, y'all, is called Word Addiction.
You hear how he do it, right? You hear how he do it, and he's so smooth with it.
Oh,
hence why reason number 895.7612, why I'm a fan of this man's work. I'm a fan. Can't take it from you, brother. I'm a fan.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it, man. But I don't want all this glory. I don't want to smell these flowers by myself. So my brother, I know for a fact that you locked and loaded. So I'm going to step out of the way and let you share with the people what your poetry addiction is. So J-Rob, my brother,
sir,
go ahead and get on down, bro.
Thank you. When I read The Miseducation of the Negro, my eyes opened wide, and I had to decide who I was going to be. Because my poetic addiction is information, the kind of shit that's been suppressed across this wretched nation. You see, I say to all black people, be easy with those frosty people with fake love for black people contained with hypocrite symbols. You know who they are. They prey on your ignorance. They divert your attention from the real issues and have been doing it so well ever since. They say, just give them something shiny to look at, something else to look upon, while they plot your demise with more laws for necks to keep their knees on. The truth is, it has been spread for a while and been done in a steady pace. The fucked up thing is that many of those sellouts have white folks' agendas and tendencies, but they show up in blackface. So tell me something. When is it going to become his and ours? Because there are powerful people that still feel the thought of some kind of virtuous black power. They say, don't support black this and that, businesses and more, because we sell all that black shit in mostly white-owned stores. It's called target marketing. They don't have to tell you how it started. Just know that a lot of shit out there is directed towards black wallets and black pockets. They will watch you and study you and capture your culture. They sell you your own soul food to you and your black art and say, I did it for the culture. You never see black folks trying to be Italian, Jewish, or Chinese, but they all have access to wealth, while they tell us to get up by your own bootstraps and get up off your knees. Being hip to the game says a lot about a nation when they keep you out of a certain place that tastes like this, because ignorance is bliss when it comes to information. So what do I know? I just read and write a lot, trying to help other colored people with information whether they like it or not. Just know that poets aren't politicians. And we see things differently. We tell the truth about the bullshit going on while veiled in allegory through alchemy in the face of ongoing calamity. So believe me or not, I know what I know. I never fade from aggression. I'm just too old for the games when it comes to this racial oppression and covert segregation, in spite of what Uncle Tom dudes say when they say that this isn't a racist nation. So at the end of the day, I'm just here to inform and perform in the midst of a storm. Some say that it's truth, and others say that I'm wrong. Just try telling that to the same people who died getting that shot in the arm. My poetic addiction is information. So never be afraid to ask questions and question everything. And that's that piece.
Yo, 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 my for real, the poet Douglas voice. Yo, 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 J-Rob, the wise son, broski. Nah, but for real, for real, for real. Do y'all hear this? Do y'all hear this masterpiece? Do y'all hear this masterpiece? My brother laid it down so deeply. Jay, this is a serious piece, bro. But I got some lines in here that I have to go back over.
Please.
You said being hip to the game says a lot about a nation when keeping you out of certain places tastes like this, because ignorance is bliss when it comes to information. But what do I know? I just read and write a lot, trying to help other colored people with information whether they like it or not. Just know that poets aren't politicians, and we see things differently. We tell the truth about the bullshit that's going on while being veiled in allegory through alchemy in the face of an ongoing calamity. So believe me or not, I know what I know. Bro, there's so much in this piece to unpack, but those were the lines that struck a chord with me. And bro, my brother from a deeper shade of soul, man. Dope, Inc. Phenomenal, Jay.
Ah, man, thank you. Thank you, family. Thank you. I appreciate you, bro.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Man.
Woo.
Man. I see how you coming, Jay. I see how you coming.
I'm just having fun.
I tell you what. I think it's time for us to open up these mics and let's have some more fun with the Epiphany Radio Universe so we can hear what their poetic addiction is. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I'm down.
Listen.
I'm in.
Let's get right to it, man. Let's get right to it. First on the mic, area code 614, welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
My brothers, it's Kelly Connor.
Uh-oh.
I can't believe I'm first
uh-oh.
On the mic.
Uh-oh.
I'm glad because now I don't have to worry about hanging up.
Uh-oh.
I know that's right, Kelly. How you doing, darling? You doing all right?
I'm doing good. Those pieces by both of y'all were phenomenal.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Really.
Yes.
We know. Know what kind of poet you are, don't we, Jay? We know. So Jay,
yeah,
Jay,
what he said.
Rob, will you go ahead and ask this beautiful queen the question?
My pleasure, indubitably. Kelly Connor, what is your poetic addiction?
I am addicted to all forms of poetry. Poetry is my therapy. So I just love to read and write it. It doesn't matter, you know, what type it is. It's just something that soothes my soul. So I'm addicted to all types.
I'm a poetry whore.
Nice. Love that. I love that. Oh.
Well, considering you're that, Van Meadows and I are going to assume your piece is locked and loaded.
It sure is.
He and I are going to take a step back, bring the mic forward, and let you go on ahead and get on down.
Okay, so since I like everything, my title is Poetry Whore.
Nice.
The language of my legs is open, but not the liquor store. 8 a.m. and I'm ready to take a swig. I'm addicted to your dictionary, your vocabulary. Your relief is necessary. Vibing to your audacity, the capacity to make me inebriated. I celebrate you. Toast your thematic dramatization, the realization that I, a poetry addict, I don't give a fuck. My name is Kelly, and I'm an addict. Hi, Kelly, everyone says, and I say, hold up. This is an involuntary stay, because I'm still fiending for the feeling of fulfillment only poetry can bring. A pill of pronouns to ease my pain. Oh, I'm fucked up, mixing and matching pill poetry and potency. I'm potentially a poetaholic. Come help me, because I won't stop voluntarily. All I want to do is bum rush that rum punch to my gut as you spill put it on my bill. I'm waiting in line for your lines. I love your rhyme. It's happy hour time. Let me snort your sentences until I'm senseless. Hammered and enamored by your enunciations. Damn poet, your presentations got me pain free from the pill you spill. Blurring at the end of your sensual sentence, I'm defenseless and drunk off your poetic lust. I'm scrounging up change just to get another taste of your audacity, the capacity to keep me inebriated. Oh, how I'm elevated. I will do anything for another fix of your fantasy, the rawness of your reality, the burn in my stomach as you read to me. I need your elixir to pacify my cravings. I'm addicted to your love language. I'm addicted to your love language between my thighs as you read lines. The glass pipe of glorious metaphors, I'm on all fours begging for more. It's 2 minutes past 8. Open the damn door. And that's that piece.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Listen here.
Really?
Poetry or... Oh, my God.
I'm on all fours for your poetry? Really? That's where we at? I'm sitting here clutching my pearls. I'm like,
Man, she got so many lines in this thing. I had to sit back and be like, oh. Girl, go ahead and spread them legs for them verses then.
Hello?
Spread
them legs for them metaphors.
Right, you want to speak my love language. That's what I'm talking about. Girl, don't you start.
Finish it.
I was like, let me loosen up some of this poetry so I can enter without no problems with my pen.
Right.
Look at it.
Right. Right.
You know, I'm still clutching my pearls. I'm like,
Thank y'all so much.
I have to throw this disclaimer out there, because usually you only hear this disclaimer on a Honey Dripper show on Tuesday nights. But if Mojave was here, he would say, "We are not. Epiphany Radio is not responsible if anyone gets pregnant tonight." Okay. We're not.
What he said.
You will be having the most beautiful, poetic, immaculate conception of a baby that you've ever had.
And be like, I was just listening to poetry.
That's all I was doing. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Thank y'all so much for the platform.
No, thank you, man.
Actually, thank you.
I'm a fan of your work. And, you know, whenever you come through and bless our mics, it is truly an honor. So thank you for coming. Make sure you come back.
Thanks.
Because we got to hear more of this.
I definitely will.
Yeah. You gotta bring some more of that. Because I didn't have no wine and no cigarettes. I'm like, I need some Newports now.
Right. After that, sheesh. My goodness.
I'll kick it off in the lounge.
that's exactly where you're ready to go.
Like an old Humphrey Bogart movie. Just cross your legs and whistle, sweetheart.
She ain't gonna do that.
Thank y'all
so much. You know what she gonna do? She already said her legs are spread for them words. So
y'all
she
gotta stop.
We all gonna be
pregnant.
Listen. Y'all heard. Sean Paul,
baby.
Right? You heard him. He said, "Get busy,
you heard
work
him.
Thing with it." So sexy lady, wanna ride with us? You wanna ride with? Listen, all right. Look. Get on over there on that dance floor, girl. Get on over on that dance floor. And hold it down so everybody
there.
Else get over there.
Y'all meet me there. All right.
All right. We'll see you there.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Kelly Connor coming through and just, oh, my God. Jay, I did not know that we would be in for this kind of night. And she was the first one. She was first.
I'm like, yo, did you hear this? I'm on all fours for your poetry, man.
Yes, man. Yes, yes. She had me ready to write a whole new piece called Oral Dictation all over again.
Oh, I was going to say we need to play doctor in the house so I can have some sort of surgery to her colon at a dictomy.
Yes, sir.
Poetically speaking, of course.
But Jay.
Yes, sir.
It is not about to get any better. It is not about to get any better.
Why do you say that, Van?
Because we got one half of the Love Zone hosts. Get ready to graze this mic right now. And she has a show on Fridays called Express Your Vow.
Ooh.
Without further ado, Ms. VIP. How are you?
Well, hello, gentlemen. Hello, J-Rob. Hello, Poetic. How's everybody?
How you doing?
Can
good.
You do that all over again and say it slower for me, please? Just a little slower. I'm closing my eyes.
Oh, okay.
And you say.
Okay. Hello, J-Rob. Hello, Poetic.
Mm.
How are you tonight?
God Almighty. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Wait a minute. Why can't I touch you?
Don't touch me. I'm in a zone. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Okay.
Don't touch me.
Okay.
Don't
all right.
My gracious. My gracious.
Mm-hmm. That's your friend, Van. That's your friend.
Indeed. What?
Mm-hmm. No.
Indeed.
Just don't touch me. Don't touch me. Just don't touch me.
What?
Don't touch me. I'm someplace different.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, even my nipple ring got hard listening to her say that.
My goodness. It's my turn to clutch my invisible pearl.
See what you're doing? See what you're doing?
I didn't realize.
See what you're doing.
That's your friend.
Now, Ms. VIP.
Yes.
Ms. VIP.
Yes, darling. Yeah.
Would you please share with us your poetry addiction? Because me and J-Rob won't get out of the way because we got to hear
all right.
And let you
okay.
Go ahead and get on that.
All right, babe. My addiction in poetry is being swept away from stories told. Those that make me think, pieces that arouse me, make me swoon. Then again, those pieces that make me mad, especially those conscious ones, even pieces that make me sad. Poetry can make me praise the Most High, and it is so inspiring that I have no choice but to keep my head to the sky. Sometimes the addiction makes me want to listen constantly, get all caught up in the sound. Man, the visions in my head abound. Poetry always tweaks my wild imagination. So maybe my addiction are the words spoken, the diction, articulation, education, sensation poetry gives me. It's a daily necessity and all I need it to be. And that's that piece. Did you just grab? Oh, what?
I said, don't touch me.
Oh. Okay.
Bro.
Man, what you got to say?
These women are awakening the sapiosexual alpha animal male in me right now.
Oh my!
Yeah.
I'm gonna calm down. I'm gonna calm down.
Okay.
Inhale, bro. Inhale.
Okay.
Inhale, bro. Inhale.
Ms. VIP.
But I have a question.
Sure.
J-Rao.
Go on.
Why can't I touch you?
She talk like this, and then she gonna ask that question, man. Get her,
bruh.
Man, talk to her. Bruh. Talk to her.
Bruh.
See, this is just why Van was inherited. Am I right, Van?
That is very much so correct. That is very much so correct.
Yeah. Yes.
But I really was trying not to be dirty tonight. But y'all are tapping.
Wait a minute. Was I being dirty? I wasn't being dirty.
Hell yeah. I am a sacred sexual individual, and hell yeah, you were dirty as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Where was I dirty? I don't know whether I was dirty.
VIP.
This is
VIP. I'm not going to do this with you.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay.
J-Rod.
You know what you did.
J-Rod.
You know what you did.
I didn't do nothing. I'm going to be like J-Rod. I didn't do nothing.
Do you hear this? Do you hear this?
She got you, bro. She got you.
That is so hard. That is. Oh.
But you know, I love
Jay
Rob. I love
Jay Rob. Let her touch you, please. Let her touch you, please.
That's okay. I trust you already. You know I did.
See,
oh my God.
See what she did, man?
And she
you
knows
see?
It. And
see,
she,
man?
Oh, my
see,
God.
Man? And she knows it. And she knows it.
She knows
see?
It.
This is why we have problems in our relationship. This is why.
Oh, we do? Well, wait a minute.
Oh.
Did I touch you, Van? Did I touch you, too?
Oh, you did.
Babe, you got to let me know if I did. Okay.
Sure did. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you what did
you
it for
put
me.
On your regular
let me
voice.
You what did it for me.
You stop
okay.
it. You put on
all
your
right.
regular voice, like your at work
okay.
voice. Not the I
let
can't wait to lick the wetness off of your chest after a shower voice.
Oh.
Not that
oh
one.
Okay.
Let me have you repeat where you touched me. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Go to that line where you talked about what you liked in the poetry, and you used that really big D word.
See?
Diction?
Uh-huh. Start that line.
No, that's
mm-hmm.
D-I-C-T-I-O-N.
Start that line over.
D-I-O-N. Oh, darling.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
maybe
start,
my
start
addiction. Is that where? Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
my
mm-hmm.
addiction are the words spoken. Addiction, articulation, education, sensation poetry gives me. It's a daily necessity and all I need it to be. But that's D-I-C-T-I-O-N.
But Van, you notice how
that's
she
fine.
Just said it this time? You
right,
notice how
exactly,
she said it this time?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well,
mm-hmm. And then she laughs because she knows what she did.
She know what she did.
Know what
Jay.
I did.
She know it.
I did.
She know, no. You tell that to the other listeners that are listening in, because we're not falling for the banana in the tailpipe. We're not falling for it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Now,
I think I'm
we, before
step
we
over
send
to the
you
lounge,
over,
baby.
Before
mm-hmm.
you go over to the dance floor and show them, you know, the moves, let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe. Let them know.
Well, next week, my diva, my sexy, sultry diva, will be in the love zone. And the topic is undetermined as of yet. And then next Friday is Express Your Vibe. So that's the not-so-new show this time. This will be the, third go-round? And we're going to have a good time. You're just going to come in. Don't suppress it. Express it. All right.
Mm. Okay, Ms. VIP. We must send you another to the
You know what? I'm not even pouring this wine in a glass. I'm just taking it to the head. You just keep finishing, Ms. VIP.
Yeah, just do that. Ladies and gentlemen, on our way to the Get Down dance floor, Ms. VIP coming ahead, starting trouble, her and Kelly. Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. One love, one light. Mm-hmm. Yes, Fox off.
One love, one
baby.
Night, baby.
Man, what did we get ourselves into tonight, bro?
I'm questioning this myself, but I like it.
But
me
I like
too.
It.
Me too. Me too. I like it. Who do we have
listen.
Next?
Next, y'all, we have our good brother who hosted with us last week. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Rebel P. Jones. What's good with you, Rebel P?
Man, how you doing, fellas? Thank you for waking
Man,
up
we
today.
Doing phenomenal.
Thank you.
Thank you for waking up today.
No, I am digging the show so far, man.
Man,
oh,
and it's
man.
Just
hot
begun. Like that, like
high
that old hip hop record.
High ink, that's a high ink. And Kelly Carter, watch out now.
Tell her, bro. Tell her, bro.
Watch out, Kelly Carter. Ooh wee.
I'm
gonna be the first man on the dance floor with them two women.
Yeah, bro.
Lord.
Yes.
We might not
yes.
make it to the
that
dance
part.
Floor, ladies. We might be stuck in the lounge.
There you go.
There it is. Let them know, bro. Let them know.
My man. Anyway, how y'all fellas doing this evening?
Ain't no complaining.
Doing phenomenal, bro. Doing phenomenal, man. It's a beautiful night for poetry, man. Beautiful night for expression. You know, we getting rocked by you amazing poets, man. And I'm loving it. I know my bro is loving it, so.
I'm loving it.
Bro.
Good,
having
good,
a chance
good.
to have you as a host last week was the dopest thing. Sorry you got cut off at the very last minute, man, before we had to give a chance to get final salutations. Bro.
I was sad. But you know what? That was a good time, and I appreciate you fellas giving me the opportunity to sit there with y'all.
It was more of a
you,
treat
bro.
For us. More
yes,
of a treat for us than you, bro.
So silly, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to thank God. If the honor is all mine, for real. I'm going to thank God.
Humble. But, Rebel P, let me ask you this, brother. Let me ask you this. And I'm anxious because I'm a fan of your work, I got to ask you this. What is your poetic addiction?
My poetic addiction is bleeding, literally bleeding ink into messages, into letting my spirit bleed through my ink.
Then heck, brother, this is what we finna do. Me and Van gonna step back and put that mic in front of you and let you do what you do when you do what you do, and go ahead and get on down.
Down. I'm about to get down. My addiction is serving the ink with magic in the form of the written, then dramatically giving it to the hungry ears and minds in the form of recital or emotionally spitting as it's given fluidly from the spirit's voice within. And then time quickly stops ticking and words in the verse are plucked from air and carefully picked while meditatively sitting on my flying nimbus bleeding from my pen. The wildness of my inner nature has an animal instinct to hunt the minds of the ignorant, to introduce them to the wisdom through poetic influence. And as all you hear in your head is my voice intruding your thinking and dreaming, as you swear to the highest you're having prophetic visions given by a divine entity. Don't you know seeing is believing? But let me remind you, this is all happening while you are sleeping, dreaming that you are consciously thinking. Then you wake up believing you have new purpose, new reason for being. You see, it took me 3,000 lifetimes and a variety of whimsical wisdom written in death and rhythmic lines to realize we spirits inside these humans are infinitely designed. See, I believe a message is written in some form or fashion to the future since the beginning of time. So in conclusion, we are a sign of some kind that was truly birthed from the dark and light, far above the sky, where the dying stars take their last glimmering shimmer and explode the light of life. As the night becomes bright and I watch from a window and addictively follow my fingers as they write. That's that piece. Rebel P.
Yo.
Bro, please go back to that line, I have lived 3,000 years again. Please. Oh, my God. Please.
You see, it took me 3,000 lifetimes and a variety of whimsical wisdom written in depth and rhythmic lines to realize we spirits inside these humans are infinitely designed.
You hear this? He basically gave y'all, he gave y'all line-by-line version of what you have is a fingerprint.
Mm-hmm.
My God. Yo! Yo! I'm thinking of adjectives, man. You take it away. I'm thinking of adjectives. I'm thinking of adjectives.
Bro.
Oh, my God, that's hot.
First of all, hey, man, I'm so glad you woke up today because you were able to deliver this piece for us. And I'm just so glad, man, that your addiction is literally bleeding ink. Bruh, that is a freaking dope way to put it.
I found
a man whose voice and words just create and inspire. Man, you see what C-34 Music doing with your work, man. You are an inspiration.
He's phenomenal.
Man.
He is phenomenal.
Yeah, bro. Yes. My man.
This brother just hit us. Now, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of adjectives to describe what I just listened to. This brother just hit us with an excellent, exceptional, marvelous, formidable, magnificent, first-class, superb, first-rate, fine, virtuoso, wonderful, skillful, superlative, masterful piece of poetry. I'm just saying. That's another word for saying
so much,
outstanding.
Man.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Nah, man, we
salute
appreciate
you,
bro.
King. Yes, sir.
We definitely appreciate you, man.
Thank you
so,
for the opportunity
so,
to do this on your platform.
Nah, man, you're more than
actually,
welcome.
Bro,
man. Thank you, man.
Let's be real clear. You could be on anybody else's platform spitting the poetry that you spit. Van and I are exceptionally humbled that you took time out of your life to spend with us.
Yes.
I know you got your family going on. God bless your lady.
Yeah.
God bless them
Thank
kids, because I know you're doing your thing with them. But,
yeah.
Bro, you took time out of all that to hang out with me and my brother. That says a whole lot. So we humbly thank you.
Cool.
Seriously.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Appreciate that.
Nah, man, we appreciate
you,
bro.
You kinda stuck
I'm
with
ready
now,
for these
bro.
Ladies on the in the lounge. I'm ready for these ladies. Hey,
the bro.
Hey,
man.
Hey, go do your thing.
Go have a ball out there, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, our brother on his way to the dance floor, Rebel P. Jones, One Love, One Mic, my brother.
Love, One Mic. Thank you.
Thank
Peace.
You. Man. Peace.
That brother is outstanding.
Oh, yo. Yo, oh, my God.
Outstanding.
Ooh, my God.
Outstanding.
Bro.
Talk to me.
Man.
Who might we have next, man? Inhale first. Who we got?
We got one of the newest honey drippers. And if y'all missed Tuesday night's show and you missed her debut performance on Epiphany Radio as a dripper, I feel bad for you. But you can catch the playback. But I introduce to you Miss Lisa Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Double L.
What's happening?
How you
it's
feeling?
Another day in the hood. We can't complain about it. Mm-mm. We can't complain about it. Ain't no reason to.
Okay, I got a bone to pick with Van Meadows.
I'm a step to the left.
With moi. Moi.
That little live thing you put up, the promo for this show tonight,
yeah.
If you had licked your lips one more time, I was going to have to lick my screen.
Ah!
I licked my lips?
Several times.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Lights, camera, lunches.
I don't know. You know what? I don't know what y'all are going to do when I do the live promo for this show, and it's me and J-Rob on the live promo.
See, because J-Rob got them luscious lips, too. See, I can't take it.
Light skin privileges.
Okay, Mr. DSP.
Oh, you heard that? Oh, you heard that?
I hear you.
Yeah. We both heard that.
Okay, I'll have to be more conscious of what I'm doing when I'm doing the videos, because some things just happen organically and I'm not fully aware. I'm just me, you know. That's just what I do.
Yeah. I understand. Stop it, J-Rob, because you know I like my chocolate.
That's right, bro. That's right.
I'm sorry, I'm having fun with this one. I'm sorry.
You are, man. You really are.
And thank you for that amazing introduction.
Oh, absolutely. No, thank you. Thank you for being the amazing person that you are. Like I said, that piece that you did. Oh, man. Amazing. But
thank you so very much.
You're more than welcome. Now, Miss Lips,
mm-hmm.
We want to know, what is your poetry addiction? And me and J-Rob are going to step out of the way and let you have the mic so that you can go ahead and get on down.
My addiction is kind of all over the map, and I actually just wrote this piece while Rebel P was performing. It doesn't have a title. Tap in that vein to take another hit, a new pen full of beautiful black ink. I write out my feelings, frustrations, and fears. I write when nobody can understand my tears. I write when I'm suffering and feeling alone. I write because sometimes I don't feel at home. I write when nobody's is missing. I write when my body is missing the touch of someone who loves me and needs me so much. I write when the media shows me some things that I can't comprehend and the troubles it brings. I write because I write, and I write because it's right. I write in the day and I write in the night, but mostly I write because it never fails to stay with me when all else fails. Because all through my life, so much fell away, and no one believed in what I had to say but my pen. So understand, my lifelong addiction is poetry, and it is my lifelong mission. And peace.
So you had to come in and do it like that. You get all these brand new titles, and you have to come in like this, and come in all sophisticado, like and play with words, and you know, do fancy stuff like this. So that's where we at now. I see you.
There's more to me than the erotic girl you heard on Tuesday night.
I have a comment, but I will keep that to myself until further notice.
Don't throw it back on me. Give me everything you got. I got you.
Did she say throw it back at me? Did you hear this, man? They stay with the erotica and throw it back at me?
Who says that?
Who says throw it back at me?
She said that.
I enjoy your poetry. So when you tap into these other lanes, you prove to other poets that there's more to talk about than just one subject. And I just
absolutely.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you very much, and you're very welcome.
And you're showing off. But I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you.
Man, oh my God. This right here is amazing. What I love most about this piece is the transparency of your emotions, of how you truly feel about poetry. Because I too feel that way, and I almost wrote my piece on poetry, but I decided to break it down a little deeper and just go to the words, because mm-hmm. I know for a fact that if it were not for poetry, I would be clinically insane.
I know exactly what you're saying. You know, I grew up very sheltered, and so the only thing I had was my pen and paper. There was a long time in my very young years that I would write it and then throw it into the attic so nobody would ever read it, just to get it out of my system.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's crazy because in my youth, I can draw like nobody's business. That was my passion. That was my thing.
Mm-hmm.
At 14, when my grandmother died and my mother died, my mind shifted because I realized, oh, I got to grow up now. I can't be 14. I got to be an adult now because I got to look after my
mm-hmm.
So writing poetry kept me, you know, and hearing your piece takes me back to that moment when I wrote my first piece, which is called Teddy Bear, because I didn't have a teddy bear. Yeah, I didn't have a teddy bear, and I thought it was awkward for boys to have teddy bears, so I used my pen to write to this fictional teddy bear that I needed to console me, because that's all I had. And that's
teddy
exactly
bear?
What this piece does for me. Yes, teddy bear. It's in book one, y'all. Go pick up Ebony Collection.
No, I got book one. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. This piece just reminds me of that moment. And I want to say, and I'm going to thank you for sharing that piece, for reminding me how important poetry is to me in your expression of your piece. So I appreciate you. I really appreciate you.
And you guys know that I have an immense appreciation for you all, because when I came to Epiphany, this was where I landed. And, you know, prior to coming here, I had almost put my pen down because my life was just so tangled in so many things. And I had been so sick. And you guys let me on the mic that first time I called in. And I have been here pretty much every Thursday since, because I love you guys. And without you guys, none of the other stuff that's going on with me would happen.
Oh, man. Well, we love you, too. We love you too.
Don't get me emotional. It's Thursday night.
Right.
I ain't gonna let your sweet fancy words create buckets of teardrops coming out of, you know, and then you got my olfactory nerves acting up because you wanna, you know, be all emotional and what have you. I'm just gonna say thank you, and we appreciate you coming on the Get Down, because I'm not gonna fall for the banana in the tailpipe. I just wanna say thank you. You're not gonna get me crying. You're not gonna do that.
Okay.
I'm smoking Newport and enjoying myself and drink this wine from the head, and you ain't gonna get me crying. You're not gonna get me crying. Three's coming. All right, you're going to get me crying.
I guess I need to take it out there on the dance floor, see if Rebel B can handle a third woman out there.
See if Rebel B can handle a third, because Rebel B, they coming for you, boy.
And you got light skin privileges, too? Oh, Rebel!
Yeah, man. Ladies and gentlemen, on our way to the dance floor, that is the wonderful Miss Lips. Thank you so much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight's broadcast is The Get Down. I am your host, Van Meadows, and also hosting, as usual, one half of this dynamic duo is my good brother, J-Rob, the wise son. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here. If you're already here, don't be shy. The mic's not going to bite. We're not going to bite. Press 1.
Yeah. Don't be scared.
J-Rob, how you feeling, bro? How you feeling, my brother?
Man, I'm sexy. I'm all right now, dog. Doing all right,
dog. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Who we got coming up on the mic, dog?
Bruh, it's not going to be any better.
Really?
We have the other half, one half host of The Love Zone, the one half host of Poetic Therapy, one fourth host of The Soul Cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, we have La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob.
Oh, hello, Danielle. How you doing?
How you doing? Welcome to the Get Down, girl. We're going to take it. Forget J-Rap, man. We're just going to take it over.
I got my stomach hurting and you cutting the
floor. We can take it all the way. We can take it back. And me and Van can just, whenever you come on the show from now on, we'll take it back and we'll go, what's up?
I can't with y'all. Y'all crazy. You are really crazy. Y'all cutting up tonight. Y'all really.
It's a good night for poetry.
It's always a good night for poetry. Anytime, any day, any night. It's always a good time for poetry. Y'all and your pieces. I'm telling you, every time y'all come on, you start reading your pieces, I just want to take it, toss my notebook, and like, you know, I ain't even going to raise my hand. I'm just listening.
That's
the way y'all make me feel. I should have put my hand down.
You don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that.
Y'all don't understand. Y'all too. Oh, God. It's all good, though. I'm brave.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Because we know you got something. We know, tell the day, we know you guys.
I know. I know you got something.
Let me tell you, I don't even know what it is I wrote because I waited until the very last minute. So whatever it is, y'all, it is what it is.
that is it. I tried to put something together. I really did, but okay, it is what it is.
Well, listen here, J-Rob, can you usher her to the mic, my brother?
Babe, girl, come here. Grab my hand. Come here. Let me talk to you for a second.
All right.
Baby, do you have a poetry addiction?
Do I?
Okay, cool. Well, then I want you to stand right here in front of this microphone, and me and Van Meadows is going to take a couple of steps back, and we want you to voice your poetic addiction on this microphone while he and I let you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. All right. This is called Wordplay Prowess and Love. I love the stimulation of my mind to my body, releasing that good energy. Doesn't mean that I don't have a preference, because everybody can't stimulate me. But wordplay is my stimulation that I can't escape at the time I open my cerebellum to receive it, because I just love it. In the existence of this life, there's journey and destination, beginning and conclusion. And choice is always there. The feeling in the atmosphere created through the touch of what we perceive to be real is the vibration we ride from the frequency we're on. So, see, we are master manifestors. So the tone is always set. We are consciousness. So I want y'all to be aware of who you are, because everything the eyes see becomes part of the mental self of the physical being. Now, the question is, how bad do you want it? Because that determines the pace of your quest towards the rightfully meant for you. Now, love, love is absolute. I am love, journeying towards love, because everything about love is my addiction. And I am devoted to love because that is my spirit. I remain enthusiastic because of the immeasurable joy that lives in it. And that's that piece.
So you're just going to come in here and let us know that you are the master manifestor. Tell people you need to be aware who you are, as if you're falling in love with words. Girl, I'm not talking to you. I ain't talking to you.
Oh,
Van Meadows, did you hear
bro,
this bundle of joy wrapped
bro
up in poetry?
Bro. She dipped into Pharrell's quill.
Ooh.
And came out with this sappy piece.
Wow.
And I love it. But, you know, because I'm in love with love. And, you know, I was tuned in and I was just listening. Ooh, I was like, yeah. I was like, that's right, girl. Tell him. And then when she said, I'm going to tell you what she said. She said, because love is my spirit. That's my spirit. I felt
mm-hmm.
right. When I tell you, I felt that.
When she was talking, all I can hear, the whole time she was talking, all I hear is New Edition. Do me, baby. Do me, baby.
I hear you.
The whole time she's talking.
But I hear you. There's a correction. If C-34 music was on the mic, he'd say, J-Rob, that was actually Belle Biv DeVoe and not New Edition.
Yep.
But I understand where you're trying to go. I understand where you're going, bro.
But Belle Biv, Belle Biv and DeVoe. There'd be no Belle Biv DeVoe if it wasn't for New Edition. So my statement stands.
That's
do
true.
Me, baby. Yeah. Do me, baby. You can do what
J-Rock.
You want to do with me.
J-Rock.
I'm just saying. Wow. I'm talking for a friend.
Wow.
I'm talking for a friend.
I agree. I agree with you, good brother. Belle Biv DeVoe. It's not New Edition.
Belle Biv DeVoe don't even have as many hits as New Edition. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, sorry. I got a little
bit. But there would be no Belle Biv. There'd be no BBD if it was no NE. And that's all I got to say about that. Matter of fact, that's going on the playlist for the night.
Hey, put it on
I'm
there, bro.
Saying.
Put it on there. You know, I love
yes,
all
sir.
Of it. I
yes,
love
sir.
All of it. I'm not impartial to any individual member of New Edition. I like them all. I like them all together. I like them all separate. Because Bobby Brown was a bad dude when he got kicked out the group. Now. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. My bad.
Y'all are great.
You can do what you want to do, baby. Do my baby.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Look, Pearl of Negra, before we move you over to the good. Well, can you let the Epiphany Radio Universe know what you got going on?
I sure can. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I co-host with Stan the Man Phillips on Poetic Therapy. That is Saturday nights at 9. Monday nights at 9. I am,
y'all know I'm silly. What?
I didn't even say nothing.
You did. All right. What they say, Van? Better hit balls holler.
Right. Exactly.
Let's see. Thank you. All right. I got it for you, y'all. All right.
Monday nights, I am 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe, and I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, along with Essentially Johnnese and Poetic. That is Monday nights at 9. Y'all come through. You're going to love it because we have a second half of the show where we call it Pick Up Your Pen, and that helps you tap into your creative side. All right, Wednesday night, I co-host with my sexy diva. Y'all send some prayers out for her because she's not feeling very well. Miss VIP in the Love Zone. And that is Wednesday night at 9. Now, there is no topic yet, but we're definitely going to come up with something, and I know you'll love it. So y'all come on, get caught up in the Love Zone on Wednesday night. At 9.
All right, there you have it. I can't. Yo, oh my God. Yo.
All right, y'all.
Thank me, poetry.
All right. All right. It's good talking to you.
What did you say? Did you say that thank me, poetry? I didn't say that. Oh, my God.
You know what? All right. I'm off. Y'all be home. Lord have mercy.
All right, on her way to the Get Down dance floor, y'all. Ella Negra, take your socks off,
baby.
One
mic.
My love.
You can do it when you wanna do me.
Oh man, y'all think? Man, listen, Jay. They think we cutting up now. We got the most biggest cut up of cut ups about to come to hell.
We got the cut up of cut ups.
The cut up of cut up.
That hold up. Does this cat have dark skin privileges or light skin privileges?
He got light skin privileges. You hear the way I just changed my voice?
Yeah. Lord have mercy.
He got light skin privileges. That's what he got.
Ladies and gentlemen, come to the microphone. This time is the man who's called the voice, what's his name, man?
Yeah. His name is Mr. Metaphoria.
Metaphoria.
Mr. Metaphoria.
Let me start off by saying, John, you weren't hating motherfucker. That's the way I got to start off here. So you're hating on the baritone and shit.
I ain't do nothing.
You know, it's all right. Just because I don't sound like a chipmunk, motherfucker. Don't be hating on my voice. I'm just saying. Goddamn dark-skinned privileged people. That's the shit I be talking about. Let me start off by saying, Kelly Connor, I would definitely be your poetry whore, you know, shit. I was listening to that over in the show, and next thing you know, I ain't even have on no pants. I was just sitting there, hell, I had some naughty plans with my dick in my hand. I was like, how did I get here? Yes, I said, shit, that's the shit I'm talking about right there. Yeah. You know, yeah, not a family show tonight, John, not the way they've been coming through. I started just hanging the fuck up, all this heat people been spitting. I don't know how the fuck I'm supposed to keep up with this shit, but, you know, here I am. But how you fellas doing? No, not how you fellas doing. Van, how you doing? Fuck John. I don't want to talk to John. Good damn, how you doing? How you doing, Van?
I'm doing pretty good, Ms. Metaphoria, man. I'm doing pretty good, man. How about you?
I can't complain. You know, it's light-skinned people got to stick together.
Got to stick together, bro.
It's a war on light-skinned people. Hey, this is the Juneteenth weekend coming up. It is the anniversary when it became legal for a Mandingo to plug a Karen. So that's a beautiful thing, you know. Just, Juneteenth has multiple meanings. We have to celebrate and shit. I heard in Tulsa, there's a lot of white women in downtown Tulsa right now here. They looking for some Mandingo to do some celebrating. So, you know, hey, white women need to go down there and get reparations. You know, go down there and get reparations. That's all I'm saying. That's the first start of how we rebuild all this connection. Some good neck. Connection, neck, oh, goddamn, goes together. That's how we're going to bridge the gap, in my opinion.
Sounds in good, peace. Man. Sounds good.
Show been great tonight, though, fellas. I know y'all got a question. Was my poetry addiction? I really had one.
I'm trying to ask you a question. And yes, you do.
Oh, okay, my bad. Yeah, go ahead and ask a question, Van. I got my answer.
Absolutely. Oh, Lord, I'm afraid. Mr. Metaphoria.
Yes, sir.
We're going to back up away from the mic, man, and let us hear what is your poetry addiction. Bro, go ahead and get on down.
Okay. The title of this is I Think of Her. Mostly. I think of her at times when loneliness captures the mind and I become imprisoned in emptiness. When the echoes repeat the sadness of my cries and etch memories of lies I've been told into my soul, I think of her. Mostly. I think of her when heartstrings are pulled until broken lines fall like chandeliers of crystal clear pain. When I succumb to the thoughts of yesterday and today's sorrow lingers its presence throughout the every essence of tomorrow. Not a crying shoulder left to borrow in sight. So each and every night, I think of her. Mostly. I think of her when morning sunrise fill my eyes and I reach for her. Many nights I pray for her. Throughout life I've stayed for her, fighting through the stress and strife, willing to slave for her, offering the skin of my back to be scarred as long as I could look to the stars and focus on the same brightness that reflects in her eyes. When I first met her, I died death after death, and today I lose all breath when I think of her. Mostly, I think of her. The second call came in. Mostly, I think of her when I smile, for it is she who amuses me. At times, she uses me, but I refuse to remove my services from her grasp. Love, at last, I found her every word. Love, at last, I found her every touch. The fairy tales of old became anew every time she held me. She's never failed me. If I was searching for truth, it is she who would tell me. So I think of her. Mostly. I think of her when jealousy fills my heart as I think of how others have abused her and torn her apart. Even if she feels the need to share her inner bliss with others, her passionate pleasure with brothers as well as sisters, I can't help but miss her. I wait impatiently for the day she returns to me. The fire inside of me burns for her. My soul yearns for her. I spent a life trying to learn for her as well learn of her. Possibly a toxic relationship, but no matter what, I love her. She's made me laugh as well as cry. She's gave me reason to live as well as to die. It is she who completes me, for she found me and gave me reason to chase her. I'm elated that she even noticed me. I'd be completely engulfed in love with her until the end of this time throughout the beginning of another. I think of her. She's my addiction. Mostly. Her name is poetry. In peace.
Yo. 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 Yo.
I wanted to say something bad about this piece, but I can't. This shit is a work of art. Literally, this piece is an absolute work of art. An absolute work of art. And I didn't want to like it because I didn't think you could write something this freaking dope on short notice. And I have to swallow my words and I got to eat that. And I got to give you dap. This is an outstanding
piece
of poetry.
And I hope you choke on it when you eat it, motherfucker. Thinking I wouldn't go finish just because I started
Meadows, late. What say you?
Mr. Metaphoria, man.
Can't give nobody a compliment.
This is a beautiful piece. This is a beautiful piece. The way that you
appreciate that.
Describe, my pleasure, bro. But the way that you describe poetry in the feminine aspect with those metaphors, with those words, and then to close, letting everybody know that you're talking about poetry. Bro, this was an amazing work of art, and I agree. On such short notice, man, this is brilliant. I mean brilliant, bro.
I appreciate
I that piece, bro.
Yeah, you can.
Man, listen, we can recognize.
I ain't do nothing.
You know, good work, man, and you call yourself a creative writer, Negro. That was a whole poetic piece. That was poetry, poet.
Yeah, regardless what you say.
I got to remain a creative writer. These poets are too goddamn sensitive, man. I keep telling y'all. You know, you got people crying over every goddamn thing every time you turn around. You got people lurking on shows and shit that don't ever say nothing. Fuck all that shit. Quit play your cards goddamn face up here. Quit being on that all sensitive ass pussy shit. That's my thing about it. So I'll be a creative writer. Ain't with that soft shit all the damn time.
Well,
crying
thank you for
this.
Your opinion. All
crying
right.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you heard it first here. Pivoty Radio. Everything.
Here, we here. Yeah, I'm finna go on the dance floor. Listen, I just pop a handful of blue pills. So dancing is going to get very interesting.
Oh,
we're
my God.
Do the
okay,
totem
bro.
Pole. That's the dance I'm going to do, the totem pole.
Totem pole. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Metaphoria on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor. One love, one mic, bro.
Yeah. Hopefully one of them nice young ladies will smoke them my teeth and pipe, you know, just singing. But,
get off!
Yeah, be Indian.
Stop!
Oh, man. What are we going to do with them? What are we going to do with them?
That's your friend. That's your friend.
Yeah, that's my friend, man. That's my friend. Let's keep the party going. We're going to move on from Mr. Metaphoria to my favorite. Hey, Jamie.
Hi.
Hey,
how
Jamie.
Hey, J-Rob. I'm okay.
How
glad to hear you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What Dan said.
What's that supposed to mean?
How you doing?
You know, it's good to hear from you.
That's all. Just how you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay. Excellent. It's good to hear from you. I do have a question for you. Well, first, before I go to the question, it's been in the words of Eric B. and Rakim, it's been a long time since we heard you. Without you giving us a piece of poetry to think to. So I want to say thank you for taking time out of your night to come by to Get Down. It's been a long time. Now,
yeah,
we got that out the way. My question to you this evening, if I may, Van Meadows.
Absolutely,
is
bro.
What is your poetry addiction? And is your piece locked and loaded?
Yeah, it's locked and loaded, and my piece also answers that question. So it's a short piece, straight to the point.
Then me and Van are going to step out the way, let you step to the mic. Go ahead and get on down.
I'm addicted to big words to address small things, and even smaller words to address bigger things. And speaking without being interrupted so I can elaborate as excessively as I like, or picking up a pen to fight these emotions, situations, or notions, where nobody is telling me how I feel is wrong or how I can easily turn these words into a song. I can access it day or night, and I can make these words sink or take flight. I'm addicted to transferring my thoughts to paper, where I can tuck them away and save it for later. See, this is my labor, and as I give birth to poems, bringing words to life, this is what I like. When I can sit still and allow myself to just feel, spread myself across these margins, highlighting the things I'm guarding, unfolding what's been bent up and underneath these creases, finally stretched out and well thought out like a thesis. I can be myself on paper, no mache. Even when life seems like origami and gets me bent all out of shape, this paper can carry my weight. Even under construction, I'm still a work of art, particularly when I'm feeling shredded and unsure where I'm headed. This notebook has my back. It's heavy, and it's ready to absorb these tantrums, fears, and questions with its spine intact. Something about feeling and turning these pages is symbolic for me, because it's the encouragement for me to keep writing. Even if nobody else understands, this notebook gives me a hand. Even if it's just a word or a line, it's fine. It doesn't rush me. And if I start talking nonsense, it doesn't hush me. I'm addicted to showing you the real me and things I find appealing, my inspirations, aspirations, and desires. You light my fire. You're what I require. You're no liar. You're the epitome of free and my definition of complete. And when I hide, you seek. You get me, so you got me. You're my carbon copy. In peace.
Ooh. J-Rob, do you hear this? Do you hear this?
She told everyone, you keep writing. And then she went into, she put a bunch of metaphors in the 9mm clip and just started letting them go.
I actually just wrote this last minute. Like, I think her name was Lisa, was saying, I was scrolling and I saw Van's little promo, like, what you doing tonight? And I was like her, I was like, if Van lick his lips one more time. And I'm just like, you know what? Let me see what I can really say.
Oh man!
I hear that.
And just you know, oh, and so man. I just wrote this like, and I was like,
I hear that.
I mean,
I hear that. Man. So
I just want to know. I just want to know, did you use a big word to describe what I was doing in the video, or did you use a little word?
Really? That's where we going. That's where we going.
She said it in her piece. I'm just acknowledging that I listened to her piece.
Both of them.
Wow. You wasn't obligated to answer that, but wow.
That's okay. I like that. A carbon copy. I like that. Words, things you do with words. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm. Very much so. Beautiful piece. Got my brain going. Man, y'all got my brain going tonight as well as a few other things. But we're gonna stick with the brain for now. that's what we're gonna stick with.
Yes, please, and thank you. I'm on the other line here.
I'm sorry, Jay. My apologies, bro. But Jamie, thank you so much. Don't you have something that you'd like to tell people?
Like what?
I seem to recall that there's a certain poetry awards contest that's going on right now. Jamie the artiste.
I'll reach out to him and ask him to, you know, correct the incorrect both times. Mr. don't know my name, and he said that he would. So I was waiting on him to correct it, and then
that.
I was going to
forget that.
Okay.
Forget that. The votes count either way, whether your name is corrected or not. It's still you. So please let everybody know.
Okay. I've been nominated twice on the National Spoken Award thing for Rising Star and Commentary is the category. They misspelled my name. It's supposed to be Jamie the Artiste, but wanted Jamie the Artist, and then Jamie the Artist with my, yeah, it's a mess. But yeah, that's me. It's incorrect as it's spelled.
That's right.
I would appreciate the folks.
Absolutely. So we're going to post that link. Make sure you post that link in the event page so that we can make sure that people are voting for you, because not only you in that wonderful poetry awards, also Epiphany Radio as the best poetry venue is nominated as well. So make sure y'all go out there and vote. I posted the link on my page. We're going to post the link here again in the event page so that everyone can vote. But congratulations on your nomination. Well deserved.
Congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you. And J-Rob, if it means anything, I miss you too.
You did what to who?
I said, if it means anything, I miss you too.
Sugar, what does this be, man? I miss you too, Sugar.
Ooh. It might appear that my co-host's phone may have dropped. Well, his call may have dropped. So as we wait for Van to call back in. So, Jamie, I guess it's you and I for a hot second.
Okay.
So, what did you do to get this award?
Apparently people think I'm funny. You know,
I'm sorry, Blog Talk Lady kicked me off. How are you gonna kick me off? Blog Talk Lady.
I was trying to have a conversation in private with Jamie, and then you came back on.
Oh,
my bad, Ben. I didn't know you got cut off. My bad. It was just me and Jamie. I didn't even know someone else was on the line. I had no idea. It was just me and Jamie, and I was just, you know, kicking it.
You might kicked him off the line or something. Like you got a guilty conscience.
I'm just saying. Welcome back,
yeah,
man.
Okay. Yeah. I'm back. Cut all that out. I'm back.
Jamie,
I'm back.
We'll talk offline, baby.
Here we go with the shenanigans. Okay, my favorite. We're going to send you over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can, you know, get out there, do what you do. Just be careful. Mr. Metaphor is out there, and you know, he like dancing with everybody, you know. But he's taller than everybody, so he could kind of see you coming. So if you want to stay clear of him, you know, you don't want to give him a dance. That's all cool, baby. I can send security out there. They bigger than him.
Yeah, what he said.
All right, darling, stick around, enjoy the rest of the show. Get on that dance floor and do what you do, okay?
Come on now. Yes, sir.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Jamie the Artiste. Make sure y'all go out there and vote for her as well as Epiphany Radio. And any other people out there that you know, there's a lot of people that are nominated from the community that we know and love. Anthony Arnold, hood-raised Brother O, Eric Crow Draven. So go out there and vote. Next up on the mic, J. Rob, we got our good brother C-Double 34 Music, y'all. C-Double in the house. What's good with you, bro?
I just want to know, can you hear me real clearly? Because I'm over in the assisted living area, and a lot of times things try to drop. So I just want to know, can you hear me clearly?
We can hear you clearly, bro.
We can hear you.
Okay, I'm not sounding like Dikembe Mutombo. No.
We can hear you, sir.
Right. No. Okay.
We hear you fight.
All right. Good. Okay. Because, you know, I don't I don't like bad reception. But when I get good reception, I come to the get down. Stay Thursday,
yes, sir.
My friend.
Yes, sir.
I like
man,
that.
Listen.
I like the way you put that.
I'm Thursday all day. Thursday all day, man.
Yes. Great show. Excellent show by
Thank
the
you,
both
brother.
Of you. And all the poets that came before me, I salute you.
My
it's
a good brother.
Brother
right there.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
yes sir.
Yes.
C-Double, Van
yes,
has
sir.
Something he'd like to bring to your attention, good brother, besides the incredible music that you're bringing.
All
yes,
right.
Sir, C-Double.
I'm ready for it.
My brother, me and J-Rob going to move out the way, man, let you have it, Mike, man, because we would love to hear what your poetic addiction is. So we're going to step out the way and let you go ahead and get on down, bro.
Thank you, my brothers. I have an observatory type of addiction, and this title of this poem is called Writing High. I can't kick it, man. It keeps calling me. I can't blame it on the alcohol, and my transparency won't let me be anonymous, where I expose conspiracy theories at least. That's what the government calls the truth. I get appalled piercing the ozone at turbo speed, breaking barriers with Kim Kardashian's broom. I'm an addict, so let's not be so elaborate, because being genuine can make you so anxious. I'm running with the night like a hamster in the labyrinth, disguised as Poppy Field outside Kansas, as my Aunt Emily had me sip on Benadryl, but I still can't get sleep. Remembering I had a job as Tanya's gardener as we knocked boots and I felt her heartbeat, give tender loving care even though we creep about four times, creep into my dreams. And during then, my radio head opened up in stereo, revealing this glaring hole. This became my discovery, my prescription drug of choice. Made me want a hit from Maceo, counting 1, 2, 3 into the foe. My supply connect was known as the Godfather of Soul. Made me an offer I couldn't refuse, and escapism wasn't going to work. The big payback was my thing that had me falling like Alicia Keys, but this kind of girl was on fire, and I couldn't get on up, making me think heaven must be like this. And the warrant said it isn't too far away, as this new flow in something called poetry made me say yes. So it must be the music turning me into prime time, where it was too legit to quit, riding on this groove line, having this fantastic voice during a raid along this lakeside as I heard this motivational speaker ask me, what are you gonna do with your life? I saw a van down by the river with this brown-eyed girl smoking doobies with Siskel and Ebert at the movies trying to figure out what a fool believes. And to think I sought psychiatric advice, paying 5 cents to this thick chick named Lucy, asking, can I kick it? She said, yes, I can, but then she screwed me. Got me on my back in Wuhan, took all my checks, while playing one-on-one with my solo flex. That's what I get for having sex. I should have focused on my words that caused these proverbs to surge. In the midst, I pop the nerve for sure, and music is the cure. Mixing it with this poetry that grows with pure ownership, knowing that these are the things that change boys to men. Well, the bell rang, showing that some big butts and a smile are quite poisonous, leaving me with just a loincloth as I'm riding high, calling for help. I shoot J's like Reggie Miller, because I'm trying to be wise, son. And now for something completely different. I call my member Monty the Python. Did I do that? Is that too much information? Then clean my mouth with Lysol, because I just like music, and I'll wreck the sermon, but I won't abuse it with these words in this poem I write now. And what's my style? You can call it the art of writing without writing. I've got the Pointer Sisters coming out of the tub dripping, making Tim Tebow admit to us, saying, I'm so excited. Poetry and music. I can't leave you alone. You got me feeling. That's that piece.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so high right now, Jay. The poetry, the musical metaphor, references, solo flex. That's what I get for having sex. Bro.
Yeah, you beat that?
Bro. Bro.
Oh, you got that
Woo-ha.
Part.
Oh, without question.
Woo-ha. She took all my checks. Bruh. Bruh. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. This piece, let me tell you what this piece is like for me. This piece is like those movies that are parodies off of other movies that are built, are blended into one big movie, like Epic Movie, like 50 Shades Black. Bro, this is a roller coaster ride of music, poetry, and the way that you perform it, putting all of that stuff in there, James Brown, Roger Ebert, and Gene Siskel at the movie. Bro, come on, man. Come on down by the riverside smoking doobies. Yo, who does that? Bro. These are the things that change boys to men. Bro, bro, I love music so much. I love music so much. And when you do these kinds of pieces, as you put all of that in there, man, I got to take my hat off to you, bro, because I really love this. J-Rock.
I'm a fan of your work. So I stand in anticipation, trying to see where you're taking the storyline. And when your metaphors click the way you did just now, it solidifies my fandom. And I'm heavily appreciative to the fact that you put it together the way you put it together, and it comes out like this. So I'm standing here, brother, my fingers to the forehead in salute. I dig this. Company approved.
Thank you very much. And I know you caught your shout-out right there, right?
Without question. But I'm not
That's
trying
it.
To have no dark skin privileges in front of my boy. I'm just saying.
Nah, man. He threw me in there too, man. Bro.
Yeah.
Man, I'm just in awe. Man, you got to post that on the event page, because I like rereading pieces. And after the show was over the next day, I like to go back through and read the pieces again, because they're an inspiration. And when we throw these topics out here and you come through and you do something like this, bruh, I was right there with you, man. And then you opened it up with you opened it up with Pookie. Man, it just keeps calling me, man. It just keeps calling me.
It just keeps calling me, man. I don't know why. I just keep calling me. I've tried all the time, but it just keeps calling me.
Yeah.
Bruh. There's a lot of references in here, man. These young kids not going to catch. So you youngins on the line, the Pookie reference is from a movie called New Jack City.
Tell
with
them.
A whole star-studded cast. I mean, Wesley Snipes was the baddest dude in this movie. My man stuck a pencil through Christopher Williams' hands. Man, sit your light-skinned ass down. $5 ass down before I make change. Bruh.
What? What? That part.
What?
Bruh. Yo, C Double, man, we
yes,
lettuce,
sir.
Man, lettuce, man. I can't wait to hear what you're gonna do with the musically. To be honest, Yeah, yeah. I think
I gave you a clue as to where I'm going.
Yeah, he did. He dropped a clue in there, but no.
He gave you a clue early.
Yeah. I like the surprise. I like the surprise. But, my brother, I owe you something too. I haven't had a chance to record, but it's coming. It's coming.
Oh yeah. Don't let it out the bag. Let it be a surprise.
I'm not. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, my brother. So you can go ahead and show these people what the Hollywood Shuffle look like, man? Can you show
Come
them?
On now.
Some people be forgetting, man. Can you show them?
I'll show them Gregory Hines tap dancing. There we go.
That's all I'm asking. All
right, bro. I accept that. That's all I'm asking. I'm with that. All right, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen,
all right.
Let's wait to the Get Down dance floor is our good brother, C-34 Music, man. One love, one mic, my bro.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
One, baby.
Man. Yo, that brother just came through, man. He did that, man.
He killed that.
Yeah, man. We're going to go from a C-34 Music, man, to a Verbal Mind Dancer, bro. Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer is on the mic. Good with you,
my brother.
Hey, what's up, Poetic? The wise son, Dave Rob. How you feeling, brother?
I'm all good, brother. Man. It's good to hear from you, man, and thank you for tuning in.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Yeah, absolutely. I enjoy it.
How are you this evening, bro?
Oh, fantastic, man. Fantastic. Good day today. No cicadas. Nice weather.
That's good.
Nice.
Man. That's good. Oh, man.
Nice.
Did you say cicadas? God dang it.
Yeah.
I forgot all about the jokers. I got to come up there this weekend, man. My pops, man, and I thought I avoided them things like the plague.
I only saw like maybe two today, so, you know, I think you'd be good, man.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes,
all right. You'd
be good. Yes, sir.
And it'll be, and if I do see some, it'll be the first time the kids get to see him because, you know.
But, what's
up, J-Rod?
Big Brother
Everybody
Joe, I ain't complaining about it. I'm just writing about it. And after I write about it, I'm trying to tell the world about it. And then I get a chance to hear the poetry of a great cat like yourself, brother. So I'm not arguing. I just want to know about your poetry addiction. And if you got one, I'm going to stand to the left from this man, Van Meadows, because I know a gem when I hear a gem, and I know Joe is going to drop a gem again.
Yeah, well, let's do this, then. Let's do this.
Then, heck, brother, you go on ahead and get on down.
Poetry itself is my addiction. The pure art of words, as they can truly paint a picture in your mind. Red-eyed creatures. It was 17 years ago to the day. Their cries were so loud, it was like a tale of the banshee. They came in like a mechanized army. Their uniforms were grotesquely grotesque. These red-eyed creatures didn't come for war. They came to make love. Like a man unjustly incarcerated, the women, the faithful women, had waited. Who wouldn't want a peace after that length of hibernation? I'm just saying, don't land on me. I stayed inside most of the time. I don't mind. I'm just saying, don't land on me this time. I haven't killed any of them yet. I don't want to. I had to check my approach. I'm still suffering from Black Wall Street blues. We were often considered no better than roaches. How can I kill what doesn't appeal to my focus? Notice the non-existing analogy. I don't want those red-eyed creatures landing on me. I can't get into entomology. Or dude, what's wrong with me? Deuteronomy, yay, why? Yo, wait a minute. It's raining today. That alien sound gave way to the clouds. I see dead red-eyed creatures all over the ground. I haven't killed not one. I still don't like them. But sometimes I feel like one. Peace.
Joe. I know we don't have a lot of time, but brother, I'm gonna hit you up on another end of the platform, and I need to talk to you and find out where your head was at when you write some of these pieces, bro. Because you departmentalize pieces in a different way than most of us, and it's such, you know, it is so cool for me, because I really dig what I'm listening to when I'm hearing you, man. And I just got to know the headspace, because this is some dope material right here. I really enjoyed this. What say you, Van Meadow?
Appreciate it.
Man, listen. Joe the Verbal Mind Dance is a whole different element altogether. He's like that one anomaly when scientists are looking at things and they can't seem to figure out why this outlier is there. And that's what Joe does when he comes through his pieces. He's an outlier. And you got to get on his wavelength when he spits these pieces like this, because he talked about poetry being his addiction. But this piece went all the way to consciousness about how we was considered no better than roaches. Bro.
That part, bro.
You have got to be one of the dopest poets that I have ever listened to. And I'm honored to be here to be able to hear you and give you your accolades, because you truly, truly deserve them. And not only that, but this Monday night, y'all, in the Soul Cafe, we will be actually featuring the poetry of Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. And what that simply means is each of us will be reading a Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer piece the way that we would recite it. So, brother, I'm honored and humbled at the piece that you gave to me, and I cannot wait till Monday night. So thank you, my brother.
No, thank you, brother. Thank you, man. Appreciate both of y'all, man. Much love, respect.
Amen.
Absolutely, brother. Much respect to you too, man. But now you got to get out there on that dance floor, bro. Because, it, you know, like my man just said before, it just keeps calling me. You got the dance floor calling you, bro. The dance floor is calling you. So my brother, stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Yeah, me, yo, shimmy, shimmy, Coco Bop right on over there, brothers.
Yeah, man. Give it to him, man.
Give it to him, dog.
Ladies and gentlemen, our brother Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. One love,
one
Mike, bro.
One love, one Mike, y'all. One love, one Mike, y'all.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening in online, you have 8 minutes before you will be no longer be able to hear the broadcast online, because you will get cut off. There's a whole another hour left. But if you don't dial in to 319-527-6300 and press 1, you're going to miss it, because there's some dope poets still left to share with us their poetry addiction. And speaking of dope poets left to share their poetry addiction, we got a lyrical engine, Mr.
Uh-oh.
Automatic Charismatic.
Uh-oh.
What's good with you, my girl?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, man. How you
doing?
Hey,
how y'all doing,
man?
You know, hey, look, man, I've been driving a lot. So, you know what I mean? So it's kind of, I'm in a hotel now. You know what I mean? So I say, yeah, I'm going to call in. And, you know, I see my go-go brother talking about, what you going to do tonight? I'm asking a question. What you going to do tonight? You going to get down to get down?
My man.
Hey,
you know,
listen,
I can't do
that's
it. So
why we here.
Me. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, brother.
My go-go brothers. Yes, indeed.
It's good to hear
yes,
from
sir.
You, man.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you, bro.
I get both of y'all a shout-out in my video.
Yeah, man.
You
I watched
what?
It, man. Thank you for that, man. He did a live video, man. Gave us a shout-out, man. Thank you for that,
oh,
bro.
Oh, right on. Okay.
Yeah, check it out, J-Rock. Yeah.
I most certainly will. I most certainly will. So,
yeah,
man, you want to drop the question on our big brother?
Yeah, man, I got it. So, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, man, tonight we want to know, man, what is your poetry addiction? And knowing that your piece is locked and loaded, brother, we're going to step out the way, give you the mic, and let you go ahead and get on down, bro.
All right, well, to answer your question, and switching gears, that would answer the question. So, I'm going to do a freestyle called Switching Gears. All right. Here is a place I value, a time is so deep within. And how do I begin? When I see a place from another place, when I'm ready to get behind the wheel, to see I got to go ahead and keep it real. And everything that I present for everybody else to feel. Because I'm driving, I'm surviving, and no delay, everything on display. Because I'm switching gears. I need to take a load somewhere else. I need to go ahead and get that pen and that paperwork right in so I can get paid. Ready for the legendary to invade. The mind that has a spell. And can't you tell that in this day of my life, of everything necessary, that I will prevail? This is my time of a driving moment. This is the time when I have my eyes on the road because my eyes can't be closed. I suppose to see up front, to see in my mirror, to see everything is so clear. When no wipers, yes, when it rains. And everything that just keeps off the chain. I'm like a go-go. By everything, like everything. In a solo, that's when I have to drive, and that's when I go worldwide. From place to place, I can see a special smile or another face. This is the time of the words, this is the time of the minute, time of the everlasting life. We find ourselves shifting gears. Now here's a moment to think. Here's a moment to bring. Here's a moment when you call yourself a king and a woman calls herself a queen. You're shifting gears. You're going from one place to another. Now when you look in the mirror, you got a whole nother world to discover. Now keep switching. This automatic charismatic, the lyrical inch, 10 gears in them all in. Wipe and drive.
J-Rob.
Mr. Automatic just did his damn thing. I'm hard-pressed to believe that this is a freestyle because this was just way too clean to be a freestyle for me. I like this. I like this, and I like this a whole hell of a lot. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Van Meadow.
My brother. Yo, I agree with J-Rod, man, switching gears. It's hard to believe it's a freestyle, man. You definitely switched a lot of gears in the piece. You know, we have to be lyrical engines to keep up sometimes, bro. But this is your thing, man. And it's what you do, bro. And you're good at what you do, bro. So I appreciate you, brother. You know?
That gear is a freestyle, though, you know what I mean? But, you know, I was just driving.
Oh, we know.
I said, I go ahead. And then I saw my brother saying, what are you going to do tonight? I'm asking you this question. What are you going to do tonight? Are you going to go ahead and get down with the J-Rob and myself, you know? And then it's just like every time I think about y'all show, I think about Tony Tone with the song "Let's Get Down, Let's Get Down, Let's Get Down."
Let's get down.
Yeah,
nice. Tony, man. They got a musical catalog, man.
I hope you guys
they got a musical catalog.
Dance floor.
Hey, man, he said, hey, man, He said you on your way, man. He got some go-go, man. He just waiting for you to get out there.
Oh, man. He got the go-go music. Oh, hey, look. Fellas, I hope you meet someday. You know.
Indeed.
I always wanted
Indeed.
To meet Teddy Rob. I always wanted to meet, you know, my man, B. Moore, stand up. New York, stand
yes, sir.
Up.
Yes, sir.
The Tiffany, stand up.
Yes, sir. But all right,
can't
my go-go
wait.
Brother, right. Now you got to get out there on that dance floor, man, and get the go-go in, all right?
I got the go-go music playing. I'm dancing.
Yes,
hey, one for now. One
right.
for now.
One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Automatic Charismatic with that freestyle. If you are still hearing the sound of my voice, congratulations. You have made it into overtime. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your hosts, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, next up on the mic, we have Akil Ali. What's good with you, bro?
What's good?
What's happening, sir?
What's
happening, sir?
Man, what's up, J-Rob?
Hey, it's another day in the hood. I can't call it. How you doing?
I'm wonderful, brother. Wonderful.
Salute, King. I hear you.
Yes, sir.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Man, y'all having a wonderful show, man. I really enjoy listening, man. I come to the Get
Thank
Down
you, bro. We
to
appreciate
learn,
you, man.
Just to learn how to be a better host, better listener, better poet. Shout out to the poets tonight. I really, really enjoyed it.
Thank
That's
you, man. I appreciate the compliment.
Appreciate
the compliment.
But hey,
absolutely.
Man, we still learning this as well, bruh. So, you know, steel sharpens steel.
Yeah, man. Definitely. Commentary is important.
Yes, sir.
I love it.
Oh, man, thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. Yeah, man. Man, listen,
motivation,
man.
You know what I mean? So keep writing.
Definitely, man.
So shout out to Radio and all the other networks that have given people a platform to speak their truth.
Yes, sir. I was,
hey,
I was,
man, folks is coming through.
I was thinking about you the other day, good brother.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Mojave had posted a video from the Erotic Slam that we was all in Atlanta, and I just got to think, I was like, man, we had a good time, man.
Yeah.
We got to
yes,
meet one
yes,
another,
yes.
man. We had such a good time, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man.
Herder,
I was like, man. I was like, y'all, that's where I got my autograph for Akil Ali. Poetry book. What my man say? You heard me? You heard me?
You heard?
Yes, sir.
It's good to,
it's good to hear from you, bro.
Amen, bro.
Absolutely, man.
That's
Absolutely.
What's up.
J-Rob got something to ask you, my brother.
Akil, good brother. Question for the night. What is your poetry addiction? And since it's been a minute since you've been on the Get Down, we no longer say the mic is yours. If your piece is locked and loaded, me and Van tend to step back, let you step to the mic, and we introduce you by saying, go ahead and get on down.
All right, I like
so
that.
Would your piece happen to be locked and loaded, good brother?
Oh, you know what I mean.
Then that being the case, me and Van will do what we do best and let you go on ahead and get on down.
My poetry addiction is to learn and to teach. celebrating the celebration of Juneteenth. I want to rock this piece right here. I call it Black Wall Street. Forget your Jim Crow. We got everything we need and money flow. From bustling shops to our very own banks giving our loans, allow me to put things in the proper perspective. It's 1921. The so-called Negro dollar is finally getting respected. Its counterparts are starting to get the message. Black folks just might be doing better than them. So forget your whites-only water fountain, friend. Segregation has only taught us one thing. The black dollar is stronger than it's ever been. Circulating in the neighborhood for at least 45 days before a white hand could ever call it his pay. I can only imagine the jealousy that formed the KKK, despite all your oppression, per se. So track my history. Taught to pray your way, programmed to be only wicked to me, and y'all know the rest. Instead of a humbling request to ask a black man to cut a check, they rather burn pillage, wrap ropes around people's necks. Oh, this former oppressor couldn't swallow that pill. Witnessing the black neighborhood looking as fine as Beverly Hills, so they lose. And they burned and they beat the blacks up the railroad tracks, methodically invading this prosperous black community. Like that. Oh, Black Wall Street is burning. Simply put, Black Wall Street was simply making too much cheese. Educating their children in better schools with ease, high stepping out of mansions, envied by these tracks of his clansmen, the greatest nightmare realized, perpetual wealth conceived by a slave. Oh, away. City officials, get on the take. Law enforcement was simply a disgrace. Insurance policies should have been written on toilet paper. Now the brothers, they were planning skyscrapers, but Mr. Charles, the epitome of the green-eyed hater, cut the phone lines and the telegraph wires, can't call for help later, bombing U.S. homes on American soil. After the Buffalo Soldier sacrificing toils on the same mutual battlefields overseas. Now he's shot up in these hometown streets. Oh, it's raining bullets now. Machine guns and airplanes in the clouds. Mass graves needing to bury the citizens of the ground. Burning flesh singes the nose of this incredible beast. They were killing men, women, children in their sleep. Man, this is even beyond Willie Lynch's cup of tea. It's the devil himself paying the visit. The greatest lie ever told that he doesn't exist, isn't it? Meanwhile, the newspaper downplayed the death total to 29, knowing it was in thousands, and reporting the niggas are rioting and burning up their own damn houses. I say again, Black Wall Street is burning. Meanwhile, no white arrests were ever made. The newly homeless blacks had to hide behind barricades, concentration camps for the victims of his aftermath. Feel like assaulted wounds, watching the perpetrators wear their mates off their back. As they scurry over donated rags, word comes while some are hiding in the woods. There is no more neighborhood. Over 600 homes gone for good. 21 churches destroyed. There is no more Greenwood. No one's returning because Black Wall Street is burning in peace. Happy June 19th, y'all. Happy June
19th. I'm digging where you took this. I'm digging where you took this. Give credence to all that spots and all those people who lost what they lost. Out in Tulsa, Oklahoma, rewarding those who actually caught on to the last because of what it was for June 19th. I like this. Salute, man. I'll give you your daps on this one. Salute.
Thank you.
Yo.
Van Meadows, what say you?
More conscious truth, man. My man said, it ain't even Willie Lynch's cup of tea. Bruh. Bruh. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about, bro. Yo, you got away with these kind of pieces, man, that the truth in Black Wall Street, you know, that they, you know, they just don't want to own up to what really happened, and they're still in denial about what really happened. But the truth is out. And you keep doing this, letting everybody know, because your conscious pieces just be like that, bro. You know, they be on point, man. They definitely on point. So I appreciate that piece, good brother. I really do.
Well, hey, man, Labor Day weekend, I get a chance to spit that piece with the defendants of that horrific Holocaust out there in Oklahoma. So I am just so honored. Shout out to Avaria, who's putting together the Black Music Festival out there. I just can't wait to drop, you know, tickets and heard the stories from Grandma.
Absolutely, and, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Left them with their peace. So, yeah, man. Can't wait.
All right, good brother. Now, before we get you over there on that dance floor, man, let everybody know what you got going on with your network, bro. What's popping off?
Man, come through Tuesday. I got Bill Fatback Curtis from the Fatback Band. Bus Stop, I know you know it. I know you know the dance. I know you know the song.
Back in the day, give it to the back to the bus stop.
Oh, yeah. He's in the building, and we're going to have a great conversation about lyrics, music, and what he's doing now. It's going to be a fantastic dandy time right on the Black Love Poetry Network. So, and the lovely Lady Red, I'm the Tech Phil Ali Show, y'all. 8 o'clock.
That's what's up.
Nice.
Live stop.
Nice.
All right, good brother. Yes, sir. Can't wait, man. Can't wait. Make sure y'all tune in and support the network. But, man, we're going to get you over to that Get Down dance floor, man. You got to do some moves, man. You got to do some moves, man.
I'm a slow dragger, so... Danielle, she got my cornbread. Yeah, we can make it happen.
Danielle, you coming for that cornbread, girl. Coming for that cornbread.
I'm still waiting on this cornbread, but it's okay.
My man. All right, good brother. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show, man. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to y'all, man.
All right, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, Akil Ali coming through, gracing us with that peace, man. That's what I'm talking about, bro. Man. Whew. Next up on the mic, area code 917. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Well, hello, this is Judy. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Judy.
Hey, Ben Meadows and Mr. J. Rob. What a great show.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and
we,
you know, I got to hear Mr. Metaphoria's deep voice. That was very nice. don't tell him that, though, but let him be out of the dance floor.
We will not patch
mess.
Him in. We will not
he
patch him in,
mess.
Not this time.
Yeah. he would give me a lot to worry about. very much worried.
He's 6'13". He'll give anybody a problem. So you're okay.
Oh, Lord. Lord. He's a trip, but, you know, it's all fun. It's all in fun, and he's funny. But I really liked what he read tonight, you know. Her name is poetry. You know, I thought that he had fallen in love and, you know, found, you know, a really good woman, you know, to handle him because he needs a lot of, you know, calming down. But anyway, it's nice to be on your show. It's nice to be here.
It is fantastic having you. See, Van,
yes,
I
indeed.
Told you, I know people.
You do know people. You know people in high places, Jay. She in high places, man, and I appreciate you bringing her to us. I'm just going to let you know right now.
I know.
Thank you. Thank you.
See,
I'm humble,
and
though.
They came of their own free will and accord. I didn't have to pay this time.
Oh, no. Well, you know. He didn't really pay with the money. Not only Oh, no, I don't want to start any trouble down there. That was really too trouble. Oh, no. No, John is a really, you know, the wise son. He truly is wise and kind and a true gentleman.
See?
So far.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Judy Van has a question for you.
Yes.
Judy.
Yes.
We want to know. We want to know tonight is what is your poetry addiction tonight? And we know you guys have poetry addictions. We know. We know. Because we all do. So me and Jay Rob are going to get out of the way. We're going to get out of the way and let you have the mic so that you can go ahead and get on down. Because I, for one, would love to hear your addictions.
Okay. Well, my poetry addiction is really allowing the words to speak for themselves and to really write words that reflect what is going on in the world that we live in today. So, Malik. I knew that he was love. It was the first thing I experienced when I gazed into the beauty of his eyes in college. He walked with a strut the way Barack Obama used to stroll toward the presidential jet, like a proud king with a genuine kingdom, emanating puffs of charm, splendor, and swag. Women looked twice with a smile and a tease that told Malik, I'd like to give you some of this, brother. He never marinated in the attention because I think he enjoyed giving more of that than receiving it. Malik spoke softly with wise words he had collected after graduation while climbing to reach the stars. He never yelled, even when policemen made him sit on sidewalks ruining his expensive suits. He was oven warm and inviting. Briefcase in one hand, coffee in the other, sometimes on a sidewalk corner next to the cafe I owned. Work waited for him with ease. He waited for patience on those long, breezy days of breakfast, lunch, dinner, meetings, parties, office politics, breakfast, lunch, dinner, policemen stopping him as he drove home. He told me all the time that policemen always replaced his words with careless ones. I knew that his words were never careless. A glass ceiling never stopped him from achieving success as well as sharing it with the community, and it showed. He walked the walk and talked the talk. He never stopped. He never stopped. It never stopped him from smelling the roses or even bringing them to people who were impoverished along with a meal or a gift. I knew that he was the gift of brotherly love, the kind of love Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke about. I knew that Malik most enjoyed roast chicken, collard greens, macaroni and cheese, yams, cornbread, and sweet potato pie. Treating people to fabulous meals at his home was what he also enjoyed. His children adored him. His wife worshipped him. He touched people with things they usually couldn't see. Like them, I felt compassion, care, and concern. One day, he walked into an unfamiliar bar in an unfamiliar town, unfamiliar to people of color, unfamiliar to him. This is where his travels almost took him. They often took him to places he didn't know. Friendships were made quickly, though, tricky ones with offers, a free drink, conversation riddled with politics, religion, even talk to pretty women, a ride back to the hotel. The smiles were fake, the talk was cheap, the hate was deep. No policemen this time. Two men without white Klan wear were dressed and they wear designer jeans and hoodies with baseball hats that faced forward and black letters etched on top with encouraging words to make America great again.
piercing words, an alcoholic grunt of N-words, effing words laced with the precious name Mother. Hidden words with hidden meaning, words about blackness, words about love, hateful words, words about niggas. Malik never made it home. Small pieces of his body paved the way along the road to his hotel in that unfamiliar town. I know that there are millions of other men just like him, dead, alive, numb, weeping now. I knew Malik was love. Thank you.
I'm digging where this is taken. Is this from which book?
This is from my latest book, The Gathering of Gemstones, the poetry collection.
I posted that last week, and I will post it this week. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, and everyone within the sound of my voice, if you haven't done anything else, you need to get yourself a copy of this.
Thank you.
On the Get Down, we're very big on supporting authors because a whole bunch of us, you're speaking to two. And if you haven't done so, please get yourself a copy of what you just listened to. Get yourself a copy of this book. From Judy Andrews,
thank you.
A Gathering of Gemstones.
Thank you.
Judy, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on the Get Down and sharing with us your gift. It means a whole lot.
Thank you. I appreciate it being here. I appreciate being here. It's a great show. I wish you came on a little earlier in the day. No, it's a great show. It really is.
We're on at this time because we want people to celebrate Friday Eve.
Of course. But, you know.
Absolutely.
It's Thursday.
We appreciate
I'm not complaining
you hanging
at all.
Out with
I'm
us.
Not complaining. Thank you. I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining at all.
that's what we're talking about. But,
and
but,
we'll
but
tell
now,
David Mott you said hello.
Judy. We will.
Okay. He just makes me laugh. I start blushing when I hear his name and I hear his voice. It's like I'm 15 again. Don't tell him that either. Don't tell him that.
He already heard you, sweetheart. We're going to usher you off to the Get Down dance floor so that he can have that conversation.
Oh, Lord. Okay, guys.
Absolutely.
Have a great evening.
All right, Judy. Thank
Happy
you so
June
much.
Team.
You too. You
thank
too.
You.
Happy,
Happy
June
Father's
team.
Day, too. All right.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Julie Andrews. Oh. Did I just call her Julie Andrews? I just did that?
Judy. It's Judy, not
Judy.
Julie. You're thinking of the Wizard of Oz. Stop.
I am, man. I had a little crush on that little Dorothy, man.
Toto was the show. But I digress.
Forgive me, Judy. All right, let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic is our good brother Granville. What's going on, me Caribbean brother? How are you?
All is well, King. All is well.
Good to hear you,
brother.
Granville, why say so?
Yes.
You good, brother?
Yes, my brother. Everything blessed.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's with I and I and I, so.
All right, now.
Nice to be here this
evening. My brother
it's
Van
turn,
Meadows
Jay.
Has a question. He wants to
it's your
oh,
turn. It's,
then it's me.
It's your turn, Jay.
Granville.
Yes, Redrin. Sir. Yes, sir.
That's your
turn.
Yeah, I got the question for you, Ponso. Huh? Listen.
Yes, sir.
What is your piece already locked and loaded, brother?
It is locked and loaded.
Excellent, because the question for this evening is, what is your poetry addiction? Me and Van Meadows are going to move to the left here, and we're going to let you step up to the microphone and give us exactly what that is. The mic belongs to you, so you can go ahead and get on down.
Yes, sir. You know, I wrote this poem in the early 90s when I was living in Florida, Miami. And I think it's appropriate because this poem is called I Am a Poet. Whatever is written within each line therein is my soul entwined. Cruel words you might find, where the grim truth stalks and is no less unkind. Sight in hand, his presence is felt, and all lay bare before him. With every word carefully and callously chosen, every thought scrutinized with intent to expose as the truth must reign unrivaled. Something then I hope I give to you that is of its own employ. The brave thy silence, yet their renown is heard of far and wide. When one's strength is known, could be the weakness exposed. I want not to live to write, but to live and write. The impulse is to practice strength, as ever so often I am faced with my vulnerability, constantly having to face my fears and the truth, how it refreshes. So truth and strength, then, I hope I give to you. I try to write in every line. Where be a truth, I trust you'll find. A closer look, you will find. A closer look reveals my soul exposed. As a hurt so sweet, so deep inside, as love isn't always kind. So there I am, entwined. But I am elevated in your one line, though only once or twice you have said it. Analytically speaking, there is some method to the madness. And you all know that I am a poet. That's my piece.
That.
Sir, I like that.
I like that.
Yes, sir.
Tell the world who you
yes,
are.
Sir.
I like that.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. That's
yeah,
I like that. Tell the world exactly who you are.
Yes,
yeah,
yes. You know, I wrote that probably about 1993. That was before I put out my first book. I had to make some assurances that I'm here to stay. And, you know,
nice.
Indeed, brother.
I like that,
indeed.
Bro.
Thank you, King. Thank you. So as I heard what you all were doing tonight, I thought this one would be appropriate for tonight, yeah?
It most definitely,
definitely
is.
Man. Definitely. Well, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, Me Caribbean Brother, so you can got some rum over there, man, and you can show them some of those island moves.
Rub it up, man. We're going to rub it up over here, man.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, our good brother Granville, one love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one my king. God bless.
God bless you. Nah, that's a dope brother right there, man. Dope
I
brother.
Like that cat.
We're
like him a whole lot.
To our next poet, who happens to be Iron Man, y'all. He is host of the Hidden War Council, Fly Speak, Honey Dripper, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all that other jazz. He is Javi. What's good with you, Javi?
What's happening?
Okay, what's going on? I'm just going to go.
Good.
You got, you know. Huh?
I was going to say good evening, sir, because you literally are the Iron Man of this poetry thing, because you are everywhere, and everywhere is around
everywhere.
You.
Everywhere, bro.
And
everywhere.
And I got to give you a big salute, bro, because I love what I see you doing. I may have my complaints, but I'm just jealous because I see what you're doing. And, bruh, you's about a Billy Badass Inc. Again, if I didn't do so last week, let me do so now. congratulations on your awards that you just received recently. They are well-deserved. And, brother, I can't think of anyone else who has been so deserving except for you for what you've been doing, and thank you for what you do in the name of poetry. Salute, bro.
Thank you.
No,
let
me get correct. Salute to my cousin. Salute, bro.
Thank you. I mark well and receive. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Now, good brother.
But, you know.
Van Meadows.
Good brother, Mojave. What is your poet diction, bro? We're going to get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I was just going to say erotic poetry, but I'm not doing that tonight. Oh, okay. So. Hold on for a second. I was trying to get it ready, and y'all just sprung it on me. I thought there was going to be a question-and-answer period while I was setting things up. But okay, I'm just going to read it cold instead. All right.
Yeah, bro. It's 11:30. We got like five.
Okay, I got
left.
You. I got 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 you. I'm on it. I'm on it. Love. Love is a choice, a decision, a commitment made. It's not just a feeling. We sampled the songs we couldn't make, the echo of pain from the way our souls ache, the way that hips and ass move in bridge and beat break, rhythm sounding more like prayer we praise and repeat by throwing our hands in the air. I practiced leaving my shadow where I once stood, the quiet desperation of making friends with lust, perverting words to gain trust for the love I lose. I'm a born loser. So prepared to lose what we don't have, love we don't possess, hurt without the chasm of emotion, the potion that we drink of misery, and her kiss meant the world to me. But my world was already filled, populated with love past that wasn't serving the repast the way I felt it should. It was potatoes with no gravy, the chicken unseasoned, not tasty, but we share babies. And the way we routine life like that, we rotated around routine and lamented the sheen shrouded by the love's glare, the lack of passion and deep stares. These deep orgasmic pushes became get-to-the-point pumps, resembled dumps and bumps because we didn't look at each other anymore. The other one took me to the store and told me my credit was good and I could have had anything I wanted to eat. Her. She was by far the star shining. And it wasn't fair how I acted in the remaining glare. I practiced leaving my shadow where I once stood, the quiet desperation, making friends with lust, perverting these words to gain trust, to be let in, to practice in, and pornicate with glee, lying while lying with parts of me, simplistic, hedonistic, forgetting about love and all its implements. Poem.
Forgetting
yes, sir,
about
bro.
Love and all
yes,
his implements.
Yeah. That's where I was, Jake. That's exactly where I was. Oh, man.
I know what this would have sounded like with music.
Yes, sir.
I can only imagine what this would have sounded like with some music. But I can go on and on. I'm just a hardcore fan, but I like... Actually, can you send this to me?
Yep.
I'm a fan. I appreciate you. There's something in here I want to share with the world, but send that to me. I like this one. I like this a lot.
All right.
Javi's dope, man, in this piece. I already got a song in my head that I would want to hear in the background. And a little something, Maxwell's mellow smooth mix of that song. But, bro. Let everybody know what you got jumping off this coming Tuesday night.
All right, this coming Tuesday night here on the 50 Radio Universe at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. West Coast Time, whatever you want to call it. That's what's going to happen. Make sure that you call in. We're doing Emotional PTSD and Energy Vampires. Energy and Emotional Vampires. Have you suffered emotional PTSD from a former relationship or a person that you've been around? Or do you know energy vampires, people who suck the living energy out of you and not the way you want them to? Make sure you come through for a war council. It's going to be very interesting. It's going to be great. We are going to talk live, and this is your time. Talk about that. You know, as an energy vampire. That's what we're here to do. That's what we're going to do. War council, check us out. And we have a little bit of an interview with ladies from Her Temple Monologue and all this other stuff. We'll be doing that for like 10 minutes before we get into the shits, and they're going to be around us. And they're, you know, one of them is a comedian, so it's going to be fun. Anyway, that's what's happening on Tuesday. My name is Mojave, aka Hop Rux. I am complete.
My brother on his way to the Get Out dance floor, ladies and gentlemen. Mojave, aka Iron Man. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic. Later.
My man.
Man, he did that, man. He definitely did that. That last line got me too, OJ. Oh, man, that got
me. I need that right. Piece. Who do we have next, man?
Area code 714. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, this is Jackie, a.k.a.
Hey, Jackie.
The Poetic Peacock Vibe. Yes. Hey.
Welcome
Mr.
back.
Jay,
hey, Jackie.
Mr. Dan. Hey. Hi.
Welcome.
Good to hear you again.
Thank you. It's good to be back. Yes.
So, question, Jackie. Is your piece currently locked and loaded, beloved?
I think it is. Yes.
Fantastic. We would love for you to tell us what your poetic addiction is. And in doing so, Van and I are going to take a step back and let you step up to the mic so that you can go ahead and get on down.
Okay, right now my poetic love addiction is love and laughter. Love and laughter. They are a perfect fit, an eternal bond of forevership. They go together like honey and bees, like carrots and peas, like royalty. They are well received. Peace, joy, and glad tidings are the gifts they bring. Speaking harmoniously in a language without words, it is the most beautiful sound the world has ever heard. To some, it has a foreign dialect, a universal language anyone can learn, no matter the accent. The teacher is always there, ready to teach. Please convert me into a believer. I want to believe. And if I should ever meet this tag team duo, love and laughter, I vow to never let them go. Although it seems I caught a glimpse of them long ago. Maybe it was just a dream when I was at an impressionable age, when the influences of my world stood center stage. And it was a rare occasion to see them together, smiling at each other, entertaining love and laughter. That moment painted a portrait across my heart of happily ever after. A fairy tale fantasy gave life to hope. At least that was the goal I began to chase. So why did I not avoid the same mistakes I never wanted to make? Just another one of my life questions, the universe explains, not exactly clear and plain, answering with another tired cliche. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Well, perhaps if things would actually change, maybe I would not have made so many mistakes. Since nothing is new under the sun on any given day, then what is the point of bending my knee, bowing my head to pray, if things will only remain the same? Less than a year away from becoming 60 years of age, and every day moving closer to the grave, I cannot honestly say that I have ever loved or been truly loved in the heart-healthy way that I dream of. I am not saying that I am too old or that I have never known love. I question if I am open to opening up. I wonder if time is still on my side to love, to lose, to expend the energy to compromise. It is not an option to get swallowed up whole. I am willing to be guided, not controlled. Still, I am consumed by the need to feed the ache, to escape into a vulnerable place, to allow myself to bend and not break. Have I grown cold, ignored my own trail of collateral damage? Sometimes life feels like one big challenge, yet
I manage to do the best I can with what I know and what was given, passed down through word of mouth, basically left to figure it out. There was no manual with the right answers or gold stars on how to handle kids and bills and husbands and jobs and banks and loans and life and death, elderly parents, preachers and teachers, romance, never enough finance, with unexpected and expected events that inevitably altered a mindset. Feeling stuck in a place that was lost in space in desperate need of a much-needed break, walking the line between crazy and sane after forgiving unforgivable offenses, attempting to heal a life of brokenness with bits and pieces of a man in a time-wasting situationship that never stood a chance. The trauma-bonding story of every woman who refused to admit they were not a good fit. Her worn-down resistance, he convincing her to let him stay, but in the back of her mind, the doubt remains next to those ugly-ass shoes she hates after he wears them in places under her bed most nights and most days. At least, that was until the announcement was made. Together less than a year before their offspring came, thinking that if she loved him enough, hoping that her love was the stuff that would make a change, insisted on giving her child his last name when he already had six of them he did not claim. Alone and afraid, blinded by anger and pain, could not see that he was not the only one to blame. A fool in love is still a fool. He showed her who he was. He told her the truth. And there were plenty of chances to get given to choose. Forced to learn another one of life's experiential lessons. Stop lying to yourself. It is time for true confession. Not with a priest repeating 10 Hail Marys with an unrepentant, unholy communion. The solution is a connection of the mind, the body, and the spirit. Together again for a family reunion. It is time to experience something real. Time to feel the gentle touch of connectedness with all that surrounds us. It is time to feel the experience of wonder and curiosity itself. Not something captured on film or written in a book and then filed away on a shelf. So while I still exist, my new life experience must consist of joy and peace, love and laughter. This is the new goal I will be chasing after. In poem.
Oh, wow.
All right, Jay.
Okay.
Thank you so much for that. We love that tag team. We love that pair that runs together. It's a beautiful piece. But we got to get you over to the
dance
floor so we can get everybody else on the mic, and we appreciate you so much. We really do.
Thank you. Right on. Back at you.
J-Rock?
I'm right here.
You have anything for Jackie?
I enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
All right, Jackie, stick around and enjoy the remainder of the show.
Right on.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Man, that was a beautiful piece. In the interest of time, we have four poets left. Don't any one of you hang up. We're about to do a quick impromptu speed round. So we want to hear your poetic addiction. And when you hear your mic comes unmuted, go ahead and spit your piece. Let us know when you're done so we can move on to the next one. Because we want everybody to be heard tonight. We don't want anybody to be missed. So, first up, 786.
Good evening, Van. Good evening, J-Rob. Thank you so much for this great opportunity. My name is Gwayne Lewis. I think you know me pretty
well.
Yes,
sir, my brother.
What's
up, my bro?
Yeah,
thank you. Come on, man. You know we know who you be.
Thank you. Thank you so much, brother. I just want to give you this short piece right here, and I just hope that it has my addiction is healing. I want my words to heal and uplift. And so this is an ode to the J-Rob. He liked this piece, so I'm going to run this back to him. It's called, the title of it is called You Made Me C-U-M. And C-U-M stands for Cosmically, Unequivocally, and Majestically. And it goes like this. That without a hint of lust for the physical, from ages gone by, no need to wonder why, my love for you transcends the natural and rests in the mystical. Yes, it goes beyond those temporal fallacies of cosmetic entities, which are the status symbols for those that have the nerve to not see your grief and try to play on you and act like you're blind to their antics because they really don't want this masterpiece because of their inner turmoil keeps their immature infatuation on the outside looking in through the lenses of failure because they haven't mastered peace. Comprehension is greater than communication because once I understand you, I'm free to take action to lay it all at your feet. And that, my beloved queen, will speak volumes to the places that we have exclusively connected and committed that none other can occupy. Every waking moment will be every waking moment will be declared that for all intents and purposes, you are the reason why. Nothing and no one else qualifies. It is your compassionate hands that alleviates the underlying pain, erases the darkest of stains, brings joy out of the clouds like long-lost lovers reuniting. We'll make love in the rain. This is my ode to you because every time you pen something, I can't seem to resist to respond humbly to what you've written because your presence is so ominous. I can't help but be smitten by the force of nature that can only be called her. The immensity of your authenticity will never allow me to fake it. Take this as an offering with all that I am because we do our best work when we're naked. The last statement has nothing to do with sex. It has everything to do with detachment from labels and ways and weights that keep us from being the very best version of ourselves essentially. Naked and unashamed equals truth and love exponentially. My name is Favor. In peace.
Killed that.
Yeah, he did.
Killed that.
Yeah, he did. Next
killed
up.
That.
Thank you, Gwen. Brother, man, dope. Next up, Brother Venom.
If I should expire, let my thoughts be ringing on the ears of the blind. Let my tombstone read, Venom was one of a kind, who tried his best to leave a legacy for the next generation of poets. For I was moved by other poets, and if I'm willing to sacrifice my time and to sacrifice my energy, let it read that I was a humble soldier who was bolder than most to intertwine with the best that I have met thus far, who has given me hope to pen much harder. Let it read that I was wise way beyond my years, so many people who know me cross my path will know my tears. Let it say that a man in the decaying land tried to lead by example, but it's so hard to stand for what is right because each day is a different type of fight. Also, let it be known that I never gave up. I kept fighting in the trenches, learning truths, seeing things taking place through others' eyes. For example, my brothers and sisters of poetry, getting the word spread for all the masses to hear. And let's make it clear, when they rock the mic, their words have been heard to have us ponder and think like a drink being stirred. You see, I came from GS Poetry to Facebook to set an erotic type of tone that most couldn't follow, that my mind was so beautiful and extremely hard to swallow. Let me say that I created friendships for understanding and building up, not to tear down, but to grow with my pen as the ink flows deep within. You see, increasing the strength of my poetry family from the past to the present, who strives hard to make poetry ever more relevant. Let it read that I love to write poetry. I write epic events with everyone that I collaborate with so that they will never forget. Yes, I love opening up my eyes, showing the beauty in the smoke screen lies. Let it read that as writers, poets, lyricists, and literally, I got love for you. I have mad love for you all. And I pray that we continue to grow stronger. As they say, reach one, we better teach one. My poetry family is growing strong. Let it be said that I acknowledge every queen that I see as if they were spared lies and deceit from others. To me, they were still a queen. And let it be known to my brothers and sisters from other mothers who blazed the trail for the young poets of tomorrow. Let's show these kids that there will be no need to have pain and sorrow. For with their pen, they can strive to reach from a place to dwell and not looking between a jail cell. let it read, and every poet, hear ye, take the branch that I give to thee as part of the Venom family tree. There is no need for an opponent. Let it read that my main focus is writing lines that can change the hand of time. Let it be that my ink makes you think every time that I go into the lab, every scenario, but by my deepest messages are divine. Let it read here that the pen that I clench with my hand is dripping ink on a paper that will never cease. And as they close the casket and say, Venom, may you rest in peace, dedicated to the unification of poetry. No matter what kind of poet you are, I encourage you all to never, ever give up instinct.
My gracious. My gracious, Venom.
Ooh, damn. Damn.
Who? My brother. My brother. He murdered that. Hey, man, I dug that piece. I dug that piece. Next up, Jeff J.
What is a broken heart? What can a broken heart be likened to? A broken heart is like being crushed incessantly, with no time, Frank, with no death in sight indefinitely. It's like a dark place with very little light. It pounds down till your head weighs pounds. You can look, speak, and listen, but your mind is incarcerated in a skin-deep prison of indecision. As tears and pillows make collisions and thoughts division, it's a death by a million incisions. Or it's like being blood and purple over sour grapes. It's all spoiled milk that has long since curdled. You blame your weak legs for not holding tight to an ever-shrinking ledge. With a heart full of lead, afraid to live, can't even die, so I just lay awake on my back, broken, as I float in this oil-rich lake. I contemplate, how many lifetimes will it take to stop the earthquake of ache? It's like being beat down while walking until you get lower and lower, till knees touch shoulders and shoulders touch floor. As needles pierce your innermost person from this fetal position, you envision wasted times and bad decisions as you feel your flesh open, incision after incision, in peace.
Yo.
Yo. Hey,
yo.
This,
yo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He just messed my head up with this.
Oh,
this
my
was like so like a thespian is what he just dropped.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Like he's in the Shakespearean play. Like that's just how it came out.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. Gwayne. My brother, it's good to hear you, bro. I love what you did with that piece, bro. It's good to hear you on the airways again, bro. Dope, dope ink. Venom, my God, my God, my God. Bro, that piece was something fierce, man. And I dug where you went with it, man. And, bro, that thing was fire. And just Jay, bro. Y'all, you guys are the reason our words on my poetry addiction, because each one of you has a different style and each one of you brought these pieces very differently and your words were different, but the one common bond is poetry. As Venom talked about, the unification, not to tear down, but to unify.
Mm-hmm.
J-Rob.
Well, listen, having all three of these cats give us what they got, solidify what I think about poetry. Matter of fact, all the poets who came through tonight really gave us all something to think about in terms of what a poetry addiction is, and whatever lane of poetry that you choose to dive in, there was all parts of that spectrum this evening. So I appreciate every single one of y'all, every single one of you. And these last three cats, I know we had a speed round for obvious reasons, but I thank y'all for sticking it out with us so we could put this through. And your pieces exemplify why poetry has an addiction attached to you. Thank you.
You know what I'm about to do, Jay?
Talk to me.
This is the Get Down, right? We kind of do things the way we want, right? I'ma allow in these last 6 minutes, I'ma allow these three brothers to give us closing remarks.
Bet to that.
Start with Gwayne, my bro.
Man, I just want to say thank you so much for the opportunity. You brothers have set a great example for, you know, the direction that poetry is taking. And trust and believe that with the landscape across the nation and even globally, poetry is going to be so prominent because of the fact that it just speaks from everybody's personal experience. And so everybody has a place of relevance in what's coming forward, you know. And so I'm just saying get ready for things to evolve and explode, you know, in epic proportions. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, good brother. We appreciate
you,
man. Thank you so much.
Indeed.
Next up, let's hear from Venom. My bro.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? I just want to say I appreciate the show, man, and y'all putting the platform together for us, man, and even the speed round, that was smooth. I appreciate that. You know, I know y'all was up under the gun, so it's all good. And every brother, man, and you know that, especially Just Jay and the new cat. I don't know him yet, but salute to you, King. He did his thing, man. You know, and y'all doing y'all things, man. You know, I mean. I'm still rolling with my I'm still waiting on the invite for the y'all gonna have this show, remember, where we gonna all get down and have a man's talk.
Oh yeah,
yes,
sir. That's coming.
Yes, sir.
We're working
out
the
intricacies, it's coming.
But that's coming.
Yes, sir, it's
okay.
Coming.
I'm just waiting on that, man. Cause we need that, brother. We need that. So
yes, sir.
I'm gonna just say salute, man, for what y'all doing, man. Salute
you,
for
brother.
What y'all doing. All right.
Hey, salute you too, man, over there on Majestic Inc., man. If y'all don't know, man, Majestic Inc.,
hey,
man, check them out.
Man.
Tigress, man.
Absolutely.
You know, they're doing a great thing over there, man. We appreciate you, Venom. Thank you so much, good brother, from
Thank
the bottom
you.
Of our heart.
All right.
Now let's hear from Jess J.
Man, I think a lot of good stories are going to come out of these past couple of years. It may not feel like it right now, but this right now is like a golden age of poetry right here. It's been ran in a couple of different directions. It's been ran into neo soul, the hip hop before that, the rap before that. But right now, this is like a golden age of. We just came out of the COVID, man. We just came out of the COVID. We didn't have some brothers and sisters that's been caught the COVID, and are still here to be able to go ahead and do poetry. This put a stress on everybody, and everybody handled it differently. You know, some people, they went ahead and locked arms and said, hey, we about to get through this. You know, some people came out blazing, but, you know, everybody got through this regardless. Well, I'm not going to say everybody. We lost some people, and I apologize for even saying that in the beginning. We lost some people. We lost some real good people, man. We lost some real good poets that hurt a lot of hearts when they passed. I really appreciate what y'all are doing here, man. Y'all know y'all like a big, huge cog in this golden age right here that's going on. You know, they love to do an unsung about this whole thing right here, and everybody just think they're coming in and spitting, and it's like, no, it was something more than that. It was a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, good brother.
Get out the way.
The words, man. Thank you, Jay. Ladies and gentlemen,
appreciate
our good brother, Jeff Jay. Man. Dope show, Jay. Go ahead, bro. Give a quick shout-out, man. Closing remark.
Poets, thank you all. This was absolutely amazing, and without you, it couldn't have been even more amazing. So from me and Van to you, salute. Van Meadows, you already know how I feel. No other words need be said. Let's roll. Van Meadows will say you.
Likewise, bro. Same here. Without the Epiphany Radio universe, there's no Epiphany Radio. Join us. I would say tomorrow night there may be a pop-up show. Renaissance Poetry is not going to be tomorrow night. Just to stay tuned. Other than that, Saturday, Poetic Therapy. One love, one mic. We love y'all. Peace. Take your socks off.
Peace.
Baby.